Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
Maybe I can be a singer for one of the metal bands that you like. Just making like guttural.
You got to work on that. Yeah, that's better. That's better. Like that's where you have to start. That phrasing of just.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot.
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome in.
Hi.
So glad you're here.
Yeah.
It's Monday. We all want to die.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'm just going to be honest with you. We have no plan for this show today.
Zero plan.
There's no teases. There's no. We'll talk about the jackets pooping themselves. I don't care about any of that today. It is just a big. I don't know what it is. Therapy session, conversation with a buddy, conversation with 20,000 buddies. I don't know. I really don't know what today is. There's no plan. Here's what I do know, Bone.
What's that?
Here's what I got for you.
Oh yeah.
You know what? Normally, on this show, when we say the booze cart is out,
it's not.
We're lying to you.
Always out.
But not today.
It's a figure of speech.
Here.
That's a hefty pour.
Well, you know, we got the whole bottle to go through.
This is, And now, again, you can't really hear this, but I wish you could smell it. I'm sniffing bourbon right here.
I'm just saying, this is going to be the whole.
All right.
Timmy? There's some glasses
Timmy,
by my
some?
Desk if you want some.
You want some? I'm going to start.
Don't tell the fish man. All right.
All right. We're off to
you
a good start.
You can tweet us at manandbone971. You can also text the burner phone 614-787-3093. That's good.
Yeah, it was. You know what?
It's not good.
You know what? The burn going down my throat just kind of makes all the other pain I felt this weekend. Doesn't feel nearly as bad. Like this burn is like a healthy burn. It's a burn I chose. It's a burn that I yearned for. I enjoyed because I like bourbon. I enjoy sipping this stuff. I don't enjoy the pain of watching my team yet again be decimated by the rivals up north that have, unfortunately, I have nothing to say to Michigan at this point. There's no excuse.
What is there to say?
There's no, oh, if we just did this or that. No. We are in the bowels of hell, my friend. And you know what the epitome of that hell was for me? About 7 minutes of a drive that Michigan had in the fourth quarter.
I know exactly.
Where you had to get off the field and get the ball back to your offense, and instead you just could not stop them yet again.
You knew it.
Ugh.
You didn't give up huge plays in this game. But I knew. You know, Blake Corum took the ball 22 times. He averaged 4 yards a carry. And you knew that in that last six-minute drive, they were going to get 4 yards every single time.
Yeah.
First down, they're going to get four. Second down, they're going to get four. Third down, move the sticks. Clock continues to churn. And you knew there was nothing they could do about it. Their offensive line was going to get push every single play. And it was 5 minutes after their best offensive lineman had his leg snap in half.
Ugh. But a horrible injury.
It's
too,
horrible.
Obviously.
He went into surgery. Ugh. Maybe that devastates them. Nope. They go right up to our line of scrimmage and move us around. They get their 4 yards. They control the clock. And you know, that last drive. Look, there's so many places we can go. That last drive where, of course, it ends with the interception. That's the end of that. We can talk about bad calls. There were bad calls. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's, by the way,
there were bad calls. It's not the reason why the Buckeyes lost.
You know what? I will say this. I have not seen a lot of Ohio State fans pointing to that and saying that's why we lost. Now, during the game.
Oh, sure. During the game.
We're all pointing out on Twitter that may not have been a touchdown, all this other stuff. And that's fine. That can be debated. But the reality is,
it wasn't a touchdown. That was an interception.
I agree. But that's not why you lost the game.
That final drive.
That is not why you lost the game.
That wasn't a catch and a fumble.
No.
That was.
Right.
I mean, that was a catch and a fumble. That wasn't an incomplete pass.
I know what you mean. It was
whatever they ruled it.
It was the right call that they gave us, that we got the ball back. That's fine.
This team just wasn't good enough. And now we have to figure out why. And that's what Ryan Day is saying after the game. You know, this is like 4 years ago, the mea culpa that Harbaugh had, where he said, look, I gotta figure out why we can't win this damn game. And Ryan Day had that same mentality. I heard Timmy Hall in the update play the soundbite. I got to figure out why we can't run the ball, why we can't stop the run in big time situations. I mean, I guess we could have this conversation, right? It's not really a scheme problem at this point. It's just your guys aren't better than their guys.
Well,
now, why is that?
You know, we talked about this for the last, you know, 3 years now going into this game about you don't need to out tough Michigan. Apparently you do. Apparently, there is no way for this Ohio State football team to play, just execute better, all those other things. I know you have to win the battle in the trenches. We all know that. There were moments in this game where they did, right? Remember the drive that the Buckeyes had,
I think, to get the one drive
to tie it up at 17?
Yeah.
They drove right down the field, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, fight the team across the field. The fight song. You're literally doing the fight song right there. And I thought, this is the moment where they're going to finally break Michigan the way Michigan always breaks Ohio State. What happened after that drive? What was the response that Michigan had? They went right back down the field and scored their touchdown. Got back up, no problems. And suddenly, again, you're like, we just had the best drive of the season. Most physical drive, most everything you want drive. Outside of, I guess you could say, that Notre Dame drive where they had 10 men on the field, Notre Dame did, and you beat them at the goal line a couple times where they were missing a guy. But other than that, this was the most physical I had seen the Ohio State offense look. And then right back down the field with their Michigan offense.
You're right. You had success doing that, but you're not built that way. Don't apologize for that. Travion Henderson's a big hitter type of running back. He had 8 yards, was his longest carry.
Yeah.
All right? Blake Corum ran the ball 22 times. Travion Henderson's longest carry was 8 yards. You couldn't stop the run when you needed to. You told me that before the game, I'd say I know how it ends. Michigan's going to win this game again. And Ryan Day before the game, and he said it at halftime too, we're going to leave it all out there. I'm not going to coach scared. When you say that, we'll leave it all out there, I'm not going to coach scared. To me, that doesn't mean I'm going to kick a 53-yard field goal at the end of the half, or I'm going to throw deep a couple times to Marvin Harrison. When you say leave it all out there, to me, that means I'm either winning this game or I'm losing by 25.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't think he coached that way. Did you?
No, I didn't think that at all. Ironic that you would say that at halftime when you just went to halftime with kind of a scared mentality. You had a 4th-and-2. You could have tried to go for that and establish that, yeah, we're not going to be pushed around.
4th-and-2 is an automatic go for it for Ryan Day.
Well,
during the regular season.
Oh, yeah.
Is it not?
Not even a question.
Okay. So why wouldn't you do it there?
Because you're scared.
Scared of what?
Because he's in his head. Because, man, this is the thing we are living with now. Ryan Day is a great football coach. Ryan Day knows how to get guys to play really well, how to scheme up a whole game plan. You saw it last year against Georgia. That's a great game plan. They executed it almost flawlessly. And who knows if you could make a kick from, again, a tough distance, but still, if you make that kick, we're possibly talking about Ohio State winning a national championship last year. But when it comes to this game now, it is in his head. And that's what concerns me, is next year you can go out and beat everybody by 30. I don't think that's likely, but you could. You're going to get to this game and you're going to have these same things come up. If Michigan's as good as they've been the last 3 years,
why would you doubt that they wouldn't?
That's what I'm saying. So now when you play an equal opponent that has their little goofy yellow Wolverine old helmet logo on their helmet, whatever that stupid thing is, now you're going to get all of a sudden like, oh, I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do at 4th-and-2. You should know what to do there. You shouldn't play for the end of the half and try to kick a field goal. I get it. In the moment, it is something that a lot of Buckeye fans probably looked at and said, well, if we would have hit that field goal, then that's pretty good momentum going into the half.
Yeah, but
the reality
is, I can almost understand that if you're getting the ball back to start the second half.
Right.
But you're not.
No. And you're paid $9 million to make the right call.
$10 million.
Sure. $10 million a year to make the right call in this game. Not all those other games, too.
See, that's...
But you are paid $10 million to make the right call, the ballsy call, the thing that if it goes wrong, everyone's going to scream at you. You are paid to make that call in this moment in Ann Arbor when you have to beat Michigan and you didn't do it again.
I have seen a couple of these ass sniffers that want to point... What is this overall record? 56-7?
Yeah, that's the overall record. Yeah.
Okay. You don't fire a coach who's 56-7. He's an all-time great. First of all, do you not watch college sports ever? Do you not know how this works? I mean, yeah. First of all, 56-7, congratulations. You know, the reason why Ryan Day is where he is and where he's paid the type of money that he is because he coaches at Ohio State. We said it ourselves yesterday, or last week. Preseason's over. Regular season starts on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the way Buckeye fans look at things. You obviously, not beating Michigan is bad, okay? But not beating Michigan also prevents you from doing all the things that you want to do, like win the Big Ten. I'm paying $10 million to win the Big Ten, and that includes beating Michigan. Has Ryan Day won the Big Ten the last three seasons?
No.
All right. I'm also paying Ryan Day to go to the playoffs and have success and win national championships. Has Ryan Day won a national championship?
No.
Has Ryan Day won a national championship with rosters that had first-round quarterbacks on it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you've had those quarterbacks.
Yes, he's had that. No, he has not.
No, they've not won.
Okay, and I want to know, seriously, this is not a crap on Kyle McCord day. You know, we got to take a break. Because I've been told today we have to be very diligent with our break times. Okay?
We'll stay on it.
Oh, I'm going to stay on it.
But we're
Are you ready for round two?
I'm just of what? The drinks
or the
conversation? I got.
No, we got 3 hours of this.
This thing's almost.
Look, there's no plan today, kids. There's no teases. Come on back. Here's some hook to get you back for the next segment. It's going to be 3 hours of two fat asses wallowing in pain. If that feels like that's a good time for you, then stick around. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle on the right berm of northbound 270 on the east outer belt after 670. And we've got some slow traffic northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. With the Chalupa Supreme, beefy five-layer burrito, crunchy tacos, cinnamon twists, and medium drink, Taco Bell's $5 cravings box is packed as ever and $5 as ever. Get one at Taco Bell stores for limited time only while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation, which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Hey, we're back in what is becoming a tradition. The Monday after Michigan embarrasses you show.
Yeah, this is brutal, man. It is absolutely brutal.
Bone and I are enjoying some adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the studio today, we have no plan. It's a three-hour free-for-all. You know, when I was a kid, back when I was banging.
Thank you.
I never felt like I could talk to my parents about things that were bothering me, fears, sadness. They would always sort of dismiss that. That was a sign of weakness. Fine. But what I did was I retreated to my room and I would listen to some music and, you know, put on Chris Cornell or whatever and listen to the lyrics. And I was like, that guy's going through it too. Now, he may not be able to help me directly, but it's nice to know that somebody else is going through it.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like loud, shouty, screamy music, because I sometimes, like, I'm not even mad about what they're mad about. I'm just glad someone's getting it out.
Right.
Like, I can't just go up to the things that make me mad all the time and just scream at them or whatever. You know, I can't scream at life, but these loud, angry bands seem to be, and that makes me feel good to know someone else is doing that.
And that's what we're here for today. Maybe we'll have a couple laughs, although I can't see how.
Well,
unless we get so drunk that we just stumble here in the radio studio and they have to pick us up off the ground, and there's video of that we put that on the website. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But here's what I do know. Buckeyes lose again, third straight year. I don't give a flying flip about what Ryan Day's total win-loss record is. I don't care. Here's what I can tell you. 25%. He's won 25% of the games he needed to win.
That's right.
He's 1-3 against Michigan, and it's not acceptable. He knows it's not acceptable, but I don't think he knows how to fix it.
Well, this is where the national writers, which I've seen these articles pop up, and maybe it's also coming from some of the Sunshine Brigade Buckeye fans out there.
And I have no tolerance for those people today.
Oh,
you can all just crawl under a rock and kiss my ass.
I saw some, I'll just leave it. I saw some coworkers of ours who had posted, one of the coworkers I saw had posted something, not on the air here, people who work within our company. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
And they had posted something that was like, hey guys, just remember, it's a game. It's fun.
Stop.
You know, this is all, we got to keep it in perspective. And it's like, right, I get that. Also, us saying that Ryan Day may not be the right guy for this job might not fire him tomorrow. Not, oh my God, what a disaster. Saying might not be the right guy for the job. That, I think, is fair in the grieving process for us to go through all of that. I think it's reasonable for Buckeye fans to do that. But the people who show up for like three games a year who don't really care about this team other than when it's a night game or when it's Michigan, when they come around today and are like, guys, keep it in perspective. Happy, good feeling
keep,
time.
Keep what in perspective?
Well, how about you keep in perspective that we've suffered through all these other crappy games hoping for a payoff here at the end, and we didn't get it. We didn't get to see the thing we were looking for. And so now we got to process a whole year of this. Sorry, we're going to do that for a few days. That's how we work.
I forget which game it was. It wasn't a Michigan game because he won all those. But no, when Buckeyes lost the game, Urban lost some sort of game. Shelley Meyer goes on Twitter and says,
I'm going to focus on real problems. Yeah. All right, this is not a real problem.
Yeah, you didn't feel like that when your husband was cashing those checks,
did you?
That's
what I mean. It's like, you know,
you're getting paid $5-6 million.
Hey, the sun's come up. It's Sunday. It's just a game. Now let me retreat to my basement where I got a bunch of grown men I've never met sign a piece of paper for me.
Yeah.
Look.
God.
We know that sports in the grand scheme of things is irrelevant when people are killing each other across the pond. We get it. But don't feel bad about feeling bad. Okay? If this loss has ruined your life, then yes, perhaps go to therapy, try and work something out. But if you're so pissed off on a Monday that your team lost a huge game on a Saturday, welcome to sports fandom, my friend.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right. I again, these same people, when you go to a concert on Saturday night and on Monday, people come and go, how was your weekend? You're like, oh my gosh, it was so great. We saw so-and-so at such-and-such, and they put on the best show ever! Like, you're allowed to do that, right? You're allowed to be happy when you had something on the weekend that was fun.
I'm still excited about that.
Right.
It was 2 days ago.
No one ever does that. They're like, shut up, loser. That was 2 days ago. Get over it. Get back to your regular life. No. When you're happy, you're allowed to be happy. When you're sad, it's like, forget your sadness, and then just
I hate that.
Be happy.
I hate that.
No, you're allowed to be sad when something that you like didn't go your way.
Even, I'm sad.
Even if that thing is ridiculous.
I'm annoyed. I'm mad. And depending on the second, I don't know which one I am. Sometimes I'm all three. And I don't have any grand explanations for you. I wish I did.
Oh, no. That's the worst part of all this. The worst part to me of all of this is that I don't have something we can point to like the last couple years where we can say, oh, well, you know, they gave up these gigantic chunk plays.
Yeah.
That this defense is abysmal and we got to get it fixed, right? And then last year, Jim Knowles came in, first year, didn't quite get fixed. But we said, all right, let's see what year two brings. Year two looked much better. Defense was fixed to a degree. Now,
defensive line is stacked again.
Yeah.
Right?
Supposedly. But when it came time in the big moments, second half of this game, Michigan scored on every possession, if I'm not mistaken. Is that a, I mean, they didn't score touchdowns. They scored a lot of field goals, but go check in on how the Buckeyes did with field goals.
Four possessions. They scored every possession.
Yeah. I'm saying, and they, and more importantly, when they had to, they made the plays they had to every single time. There were probably, tell me if I'm wrong, 10 to 12 plays that changed the outcome of this game. And I feel like Michigan made all of them, almost all of them.
Yeah.
Here's a weird stat that kind of typifies what I'm saying. How was Michigan on third down? Not great. They were 3 of 12 on third down.
Fourth down?
They were 100%.
Mm-hmm.
They converted 3 fourth-down attempts.
That's what we like to call Apo Taco Dan Campbell from Thanksgiving.
Right. I'm just pointing out that they made plays on fourth down that they couldn't necessarily make on third down, but they made them. They had a halfback throwing a pass. They had a backup quarterback come in and get you 20 yards out of nowhere. They made the little adjustments, and they did the little things. They threw the kitchen sink at you. Yes. But they also executed it and did it and didn't screw it up.
They played to win.
Absolutely right. Maybe you can argue they're playing with house money because they had two wins in the last 2 years.
What's the difference?
They're at home. But you know what else? You don't think this mattered to them as much or more than it did Ohio State? Yeah, Ohio State doesn't want to go down 3 in a row, but you had a... They're all talking about the game ball for Harbaugh, right? We got to get him that. They're all talking about how last 2 years... Everyone says we were cheating. Even this year, we were cheating. And so none of this matters. Mm-hmm. We all are just a bunch of cheaters, huh? They wanted to go out and prove to everyone, you don't have to have Harbaugh on the sideline. We don't have to have Connor Stallion's info. We can go out there and still win this game. And they did. Ohio State had every reason to go out there and win that game. Michigan did too. So don't give me, oh, well, Michigan, they weren't as motivated.
They wanted it.
They had every excuse to be as tight and as wound up as Ohio State was, and they played better.
Exactly right. And Ryan Day shot his wad for Lou Holtz.
No kidding,
earlier dude. That's really going to get him going.
I want to know where Lou Holtz is. I do too. Maybe he could get a win against Michigan.
You know, Ryan Day.
I'd like to know where he is right now.
After that game,
him?
He told us after that game, that's one of the most important victories in Ohio State football history. And you and I both said that Monday after. What the hell are you talking about?
No, I mean, it was
what
a nice.
What are you talking about?
Nice win.
Yes, it's a nice win. That's a game that you're supposed to win. Congratulations, you won it. Now, what are you going to do at the end of the season? And the answer is the same thing you always do: lose to Michigan.
Hey, I got an idea. What if next year we can get Michigan to put 10 men on the field in the important plays? Then we might actually be able to beat them. That'd be good, like we did with Notre Dame. Because, again, we're out there puffing our chests out when the last two plays, they only had 10 guys on the field.
That's right.
We're out screaming at Lou Holtz, telling him what's what. Look, I'm just saying, we at the time said, that's nice, but you know what the measuring stick is. And guess what? Next year, they can beat every team on the schedule by as many points as you want. It will not matter a thing to a lot of Buckeye fans if they get to this weekend again and we see, instead of you being the one to cook the turkey, you are the turkey on this Thanksgiving follow-up, right?
I'm getting yelled at to take a break. I don't want to take a break. No. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to take a break. How much are all the ads in this commercial break if we tally them all up?
I'm sure thousands of dollars.
Okay,
I don't know.
Just bought them. I'll buy them.
You're going to buy the ads?
Yeah, I don't want to play any more commercials today.
Do I have to pay for these two?
I know what? I'm doing it. I made the decision.
You're buying them. Okay.
Bodie is freaking out because Ted's not here today. Bode Man's here. I'm sorry to put you in this position. I'm not going to break.
Wow.
Tell Nicole I don't want traffic. We're not going to break.
All right.
Break.
No break. No traffic. No nothing.
I'm doing 3 hours of sitting here drinking my bourbon, talking to my buddy about how bad I feel.
I just want to... Are we buying every commercial break for the rest of the show?
I will take care of it. Don't worry about it.
All right. Yeah, right now we should be in commercial. Like, I am getting itchy because I'm looking at the clock and I'm seeing numbers that usually mean I should not be talking, but
I'm not going.
Apparently we're not going. Okay.
They may take me off the air.
This is good.
Oh, the boss man has just walked in.
Oh yeah, Fish is here. Our new boss.
Would you like to
We're gonna do this. Is that all right with you? We're gonna take
well, of course just, it's not all right
not,
with him.
We're not gonna do the commercial break here if that's okay.
Is he there?
I don't know. I think he's there. He's over there.
What's happening?
I just don't want to take the break.
okay, I don't want to eat my vegetables. Is that what this
no,
is?
No, I think we'd have a better show today if we just went the whole way through and didn't take a break.
The whole show. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's where we are.
I'll pay for the spots.
You'll pay for all the spots for the rest of the show.
Take them out of my check.
By the way, Fish, I will not pay for the spots. I just want to be very clear. I'm not paying for them. That's all a common man over there paying. Mr. Generosity over there.
So I appreciate what you're trying to do for the fans. I do.
It's not about them at this point. It's about me.
Okay. I appreciate what you're trying to do for yourself.
And my sanity.
The fans will also like.
That's right.
But we do have a business to run here. I hate to be that guy. I am now that guy.
You're that guy now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got to say, that was like land speed record. As quick as anything we've ever said, like, I've seen Fish wander down here like
that was pretty quick.
10 minutes after.
I thought we'd get at least 5 minutes.
And be like, hey, what was that the last segment? This was like instant. You Usain Bolt from back there just ran up here. I like it, though. This is good. Okay.
All right.
So what are we doing? Are we going to commercial or what?
I'm not going to commercial.
Okay. Do we have to go to commercial at some point?
Fish.
Yeah.
I'll take it under advisement.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Next is going to be...
Everyone enjoy the show.
Lou Whitaker's coming down here next. Sweet Lou will be down from the sales office. That's good.
Thank you, Fish.
This is good.
Take it under advisement.
Okay. So are we talking for 3 hours straight? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know.
Okay.
If I want to. Can we talk about how Kyle McCord's been in this quarterback room for 3 years?
Oh, listen. This is what I'm talking about with the Sunshine Brigade people, where it's like, be nice to Kyle McCord. It's like,
Why do I have to be nice to Kyle McCord?
Hold on. I am going to be reasonably considerate of the fact that Kyle McCord is a college student. I know he gets name, image, and likeness money. I also know that college students can get better over time. I also know that this may not be a thing he does professionally or for very long if he does.
You're going to force me to pour myself another glass of this, aren't you?
No, listen. What I'm saying is Kyle McCord also plays quarterback at The Ohio State University. Last I checked, no one forced him to do that. He chose to come. And by the way, Ohio State chose to bring him here. That is a discussion I think worth having. And if we're going to just look at the game and say, Kyle McCord, did he have the best game ever? No. Are we going out and screaming at him on the street? No. It's saying he didn't play very well all season long at times. There were things that were good. There were things that were bad. When you play quarterback at Ohio State, you are going to be under a level of scrutiny that is perhaps very unfair, but it is also very well known that that's the deal when you take that job.
Whether Ryan Day wants to admit it or not, this offense was limited because of who he had playing quarterback.
Absolutely.
Okay? Right. I don't care if he wants to say it or not. He called games differently because Kyle McCord. And if Devin Brown were the answer, trust me, he would have played Devin. He has no allegiance. He doesn't care. No. Ryan Day's allegiance is to win football games. Your two best options at quarterback on this team were not good enough. All right? First series of the game, you gave him a 7-point scoring drive. Or 7-yard scoring drive.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, you gave him the ball right there.
You can't do that. You can't. It is unacceptable. I've said this. It's okay for Kyle McCord to be a jag, just a guy. But he still has to be, in those moments, good enough to win a game.
Well,
and he wasn't good enough.
Now, I get, if you want to look at the second interception, the one at the end of the game, that was one where his arm got hit as he threw it. All those things are true. It is not just Kyle McCord. It is the offensive line. Not up to snuff this year.
There's a million places we can go here.
But my point is, Kyle McCord is not the guy who is going to make plays out of nothing. Do you see what I mean? He has Marvin Harrison Jr., a guy who's going to play for years in the NFL. He has Cade Stover, who quite honestly, I think is going to play for years in the NFL. He has Travion Henderson, who, when healthy, is a guy that could play for years in the NFL. Those are the weapons that surround this kid. And the offensive line, while it has not been a cohesive unit, does have guys on it that will eventually play on Sundays too. So you and Emeka Buka, just didn't even mention him. When he is healthy and at his best, he is certainly going to be an NFL player. Like, you have plenty of NFL weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You have plenty of all-time. You have an all-timer in Marvin Harrison Jr., one of the greatest wide receivers I've ever seen in the Scarlet and Gray. And that's saying something, because I've been watching for a lot of years, and there's been a lot of guys who have really big names, some of whom are in the Hall of Fame, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that wore that jersey. He's awesome. And the fact that you are going to say we had to limit the offense because of the quarterback. I mean, I don't know how we can slice it any other way than Kyle McCord not up to the standard that we expect here at Ohio State. You and I had kind of made peace with that, but it is frustrating when you watch a game where you say, man, if we just had a game breaker who could make a couple plays and make some field, or some throws that just
not
are out
that
of nothing.
Crippling mistake.
Well, true.
Early in the game. Or as frustrating as defense was late in that game because they were giving up 4 or 5 yard chunks and Michigan had that 7 minute drive when you desperately needed the ball back, they were put in a bad position to start the game. This is not an Ohio State team that's built on playing catch up.
No.
Which is what they had to do from the get go because of a bad mistake.
It's what you can't do in this game if you want to win on the road in Ann Arbor. You cannot go up there and make mistakes like that. Also, let's be clear on Kyle McCord, because I've seen people say, well, Marvin should have jumped in front of that and tried to knock the ball away. Yeah, like the interception Kate Stover prevented. I mean, it's not like he just threw these two picks and one of them his arm got hit. He threw other picks too. Right. They got broken up or dropped. Like, the reality is he wasn't that good in this game. He had turnovers, some of which were converted by Michigan's defense, some were not. But this is a guy who did not play a clean game at quarterback in this game. You and I said it, I mean, weeks ago, that you got essentially an Iowa or Wisconsin quarterback. Tell me this. If you put Cade McCown
and
Cade Stover, apparently.
Too.
Yeah. If you put Kyle McCord on Iowa this year, are they any better than 10-2?
No.
No. If you put him on Wisconsin, are they any better than whatever their record was? Guarantee you they're not. He is not a guy that you put CJ Stroud on those offenses. Do you think they're better? Yes. You think Justin Fields on either of those offenses would have made them better? Yes. That's the difference for me. You had essentially in Kyle McCord a replacement level Big Ten West quarterback playing for Ohio State. And you had to hope that that was enough to beat the likes of Michigan. And hopefully if you got to the playoffs, other teams that were better than Michigan or as good. And we now know the answer is that was not good enough. So I think there's a big question mark as to what happens this offseason with the quarterback position at Ohio State. We got plenty of time to talk about that, but
wow.
That's a down the road, big picture thing. I am not sold that the idea is just roll with Kyle McCord for another year and hope he gets better. I don't think there's a lot better coming from that position.
I have just received an email from corporate.
Okay.
That if we don't take a break right now and get back on schedule, they will remove us. From the studio.
Well, this is not the scheduled time for the break. Well, why don't we just take it when we're supposed to, at like the scheduled time for a commercial break? Is it now? Do we go now? I don't know. I never look at the clock. You're the one who always sends us to break.
Bodie, when am I supposed to take a break?
About 4 minutes from now.
Okay, good. Yep.
All right.
We'll get back on schedule then.
Okay, fine. There you go, corporate. Sorry.
That's a first.
This is called extenuating circumstances. I don't know.
That's a first. 20 years on the air
here. Do they do that when there's a tornado rolling through? They're like, oh, sorry, guys. Farmhouses are blowing away. You got to take a commercial break. Lives are at stake. People are mad. All right? This is the closest we get to a tornado.
My life
is
at stake.
Right. Let us vent. Let Columbus have a moment. Let us scream in agony together. Trying to cut us off. We'll get there. We'll do it. We'll be the corporate good guys here in a few minutes. Fine. How about that?
Fine. Is on Fan TV too?
If that exists.
You know all the bosses are watching us.
Oh, they're watching.
Well, no, it does exist. Internally, it exists.
We
have the camera on in here.
It is for their pleasure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. What else you want to do? You know what? Let's talk about that final drive. That final drive where Michigan took 7 minutes off of the clock and you knew that they were going to get their 4 yards every single time and that you weren't getting the football back. I feel like Ryan Day, much like at the end of that first half, mismanaged things. I feel like Ryan Day keeping a timeout in his pocket and letting that clock go all the way down to 105 was a mistake.
I agree with you.
I use all the timeouts in that scenario, and I have more time on the clock for the drive when I desperately need a touchdown. Because Kyle McCord was rushed.
Yes.
The play calling was rushed. That play clock will still stop after every first down. And I feel like getting rid of all those timeouts, leaving a minute and a half on the clock, as opposed to a minute on the clock, would have been a big deal.
Well, and I understand. You can argue if you call that timeout while your defense is on the field,
what if they then give up first down and all that other stuff?
Well, then you lose.
Well,
then that's it. Then you lose anyway.
That's
if they
a way
can't
to show your
them.
Defense. Hey, I've got faith in you. You're going to make a stop here. We're going to call a timeout on this third down. You're gonna make the right play.
Right.
Call
Ryan
here.
Day keeps talking about faith in the defense. Here's the reality: he had 4th and 2 at the end of the first half. Didn't have faith in his defense to go for it.
Right. Because okay. Then it's, oh no, what if we give them the ball back with 30 seconds or 40 seconds or whatever it would have been?
Great.
Then
you do.
Then you go stop them from doing anything, and yeah, you try to get it back.
One
in the
of the
second
best
half.
Defenses in the country goes out there and takes care of business.
Yeah, but you got to live a little bold if you think your defense is up to snuff. And same thing there. You're right. They didn't call the timeout. They let it. Michigan basically end that game the way they wanted to. This is what frustrates me about the last 3 years, Mike. And there's lots of things, but one of them is that in the fourth quarter of each of the last 3 years, Michigan said, all right, it's time to put this game to bed. Like a mother looking at a toddler said, time to go to sleep. You know what Ohio State did? We grabbed our blanket and our binky and we said, all right, please weed me a bedtime story. And they put us to bed and we had no answer. We had nothing. We couldn't respond. When they wanted to go night-night, it was night-night time. When they wanted to flip the lights out, we went to sleep. We could not stop them. On defense, yeah, we got them to kick a field goal. After they took 7 minutes off the clock. Because our defense, as good as it was in that second half, did not play up to the standard it had to beat Michigan. That's the reality. So you can slice that any way you want. You can say how good they've been all year. Fine. In that moment, you knew what you had to do to stop Michigan, get the ball back for your offense. You couldn't do it. So that's 3 years in a row Michigan took control in the fourth quarter with their offense and our defense getting pushed around.
At this point, what is the difference between us and Penn State?
We beat Penn State. That's about it.
Like it's one game different, right?
Yeah, we beat them, but neither of us can win the games our fans
right.
want us
to. I'm just saying, like we talk about James Franklin after he loses to Ohio State again, loses to Michigan again, and he's 3-18 against AP top 10 teams, and we laugh at Penn State and say, this is what their standard is. What's our standard? Is it this?
Apparently.
Just being okay with this, and then hopefully you cross your fingers next week, and enough teams lose where you can fall ass backwards into the playoffs and maybe do something again? Is this what it is now? I'm just wondering. Also, is this fun? I was told when Ohio State was running all over Michigan for 10 years that the rivalry wasn't fun anymore. Is this fun? For anybody involved who's not a Wolverine fan, it's not fun for us.
You know it's going to be fun for? And I don't even know what the correct term is for this, liver doctors around the Columbus area, because there's a lot of people whose livers took, I don't know, 5 or 10 years off their life today.
All right, here's what happens. Days. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to get chewed out by our boss. I may or may not see you in the next segment. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slow eastbound 70 downtown between 71 West Split and Front Street. And watch out for an accident involving an overturned vehicle on Lane Avenue at Kenny Road. Police and wrecker are on scene. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Jen.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Okay, so this is odd. It is Common Man and T-Bone. Common Man is here. Mike is here, but you missed the last segment. We skipped a commercial break because we were just kind of rolling with Ohio State stuff, talking about the...
You did?
The results. I don't know if you're aware. Ohio State lost to Michigan, so...
You skipped a commercial break?
Yes, Timmy. We skipped a commercial break. So Tim Hall is in here...
You got 3 hours.
Tim Hall is in here now because Mike was called down to the principal's office.
I don't know. I'm just in the Browns edit booth next door. I'm actually listening to the hairball because I read some comments from him where he kind of was down. I'd have to pull. I don't have the article in front of me yet because I just ran in the studio. But I don't know if you saw that he was kind of downplaying it and saying that it's the hatred is manufactured in this. I don't know.
Like, Harbaugh said this?
Yeah, stop trying to doubt. But you're doing a whole press conference of how you're going to nominate Sherrone Moore as a legend. And just like a lot of people, right? You're going to downplay the rivalry right after you win it? No, shut up.
Listen to me.
Take it. Just enjoy it. You earned it.
I want to assure the people, Common Man, I'm guessing, will be back on the air in a moment. He will probably come back down here during the segment or in the commercial break. But Timmy, that point about Sherrone Moore, dude, here's what is killing me today, right? You look at this rivalry, you look at the issues that you have when a coach struggles to win in this rivalry and it starts to snowball and then it becomes a mental thing. And by the way, guys like John Cooper, well, we can make those comparisons. I have plenty to say on all that. I have plenty to say on the 90s, but John Cooper coached at a time when there was no social media. There was ESPN, but it wasn't quite the same. College game day hadn't started when John Cooper took over in this rivalry. You know what I mean? Like, when he had to do that, when he had to overcome that and finally get some wins in this rivalry, which were few and far between, that was at a time period that is so different than what it is now.
I know.
Three losses in a row for Ryan Day is going to be tough to overcome, but Sherrone Moore is a guy that, let's say Harbaugh goes, let's say he leaves triumphantly. I've done it. I won. And he's either suspended next year or he goes to the NFL, which I expect him to do. Who are they going to hire? You think they're going to hire anybody else than Sherrone Moore, who is already 1-0 in this rivalry?
Oh, he's the guy. I don't know. I'm sorry I flew off the handle there. I was just in there editing Jim Harbaugh. What the hell's going on here with the show? Should I go down there?
No. I'm sure it's
what
fine.
What is he getting?
I'm sure it's fine.
I've had bosses like this before.
No.
Where it was different, you know?
Well, it's not bosses like this. We blew through a commercial break.
Yeah, blew through the break. For the spirit of the rivalry. Because this is not a normal day.
Listen, if you are of the God-fearing background, as I am, and you went to church, this would be like the pastor being like, you know what? We're going to skip right through all the prayers and all that stuff.
Taking a ruler to his buttocks?
I'm saying,
is there a bear man buttocks?
You can't skip on the commercial breaks in this business. So we did that for the listeners. We stand behind that decision.
Didn't he have me spank him in the studio one time?
Mike did have you spank him in the studio. I hope that's not what's coming again because I don't need another issue of getting spanked in the studio. Not me, but watching it happen.
Was he the ringleader for this? I mean, you played a part too.
I said we should get through this commercial break and then go to the next one and get back on the air. Like we should stay on the air through that commercial break, do it. And then corporate overlords emailed and said, you got to do it. So we said, fine.
Yeah. I can count on a couple of hands the times that I've seen the Common Man make the walk, like in the dreaded commercial break walk. Our old GM, Dave Van Stone, didn't like something he said. I think he made a Lindsay Lohan comment.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's like a regular old comment that he would make on the show. Oh. Saw him do the walk down the studio. He's back now.
Look who's back.
He's back. Here
there
he is.
He just
ripping
walked back
is over.
In. Get out. Thank you, Timmy, for stepping in real quick. Well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions, my, how the turntables turn. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Okay. Are we gonna have to go to the next commercial break, I assume, and actually hit the commercial this time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, we got a little carried away. It's Ohio State. It's Michigan. It's 3 in a row we've lost.
Give this back to Timmy.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it.
I'm not supposed to talk about what just happened in there.
Okay.
But I will.
Okay, good.
There's a chance that...
Is this it?
I may get a rest tomorrow.
A rest? Oh, might get a little break?
A little
U time?
Fine.
Okay.
Can I bring something else up?
Yeah, go
ahead.
Let's
pretend like none of this ever happened.
All right,
okay?
Good. All right.
Because I'm finishing out the show today. Let's pretend none of this ever happened. I'm in the grocery store on Sunday. And every time I go to the grocery store now, it's stop and have a conversation with people, which is fine, except yesterday I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have this conversation. I didn't want to talk about it because I knew I was going to go on the air and talk about it on Monday all day. And what this person said to me was, you know, the problem is we really got to get rid of this game the last game of the season. We need to move this game. Because if we lose to Michigan in late September, early October, then nobody really cares anymore. It's just a loss on your schedule. Just like Alabama has a loss on their schedule. And then they rebound from that. Out of sight, out of mind. And I'm thinking to myself, you're here now. This is the loser's mentality.
Yeah.
This is just like Michigan, when we're kicking their ass every single year, talking about how Michigan State is their true rival. And it doesn't really matter because they don't think about the rivalry as much as we do. We live and die with it. It's just a football game, kids. And now we're here, some of us, as Buckeye fans, not asking questions, why has it been three straight losses in the game? How do we solve this problem? But how do we get out of this situation?
Oh,
let's just move
it's,
the game.
It's totally coping. It's the thing that people do when they say, well, I can't change my situation, so I might as well accept it. And that's, again, that is healthy 99% of the time in life to be able to say, well, there are things you can't change in life. You got to accept them. College football, the results of a game saying that, yes, every year we're just destined to lose to this team. That's what Michigan fans used to do when this rivalry was so lopsided. Now, you're starting to see Ohio State fans do that, and that is worrisome because we should not accept that and say, yeah, it's just always going to be this way. We're probably going to lose to Michigan more than we're going to beat them. So we might as well change the sting of that by having it be in September, October, and then it won't hurt as bad, I guess, somehow, when you got to go play Minnesota the next week, whatever.
How long was Timmy sitting in this chair? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Man, his ass is hot. My God.
Timmy's got a hot ass.
It's like
ass.
The surface of the sun on this chair right now. All right, more of this crap coming up next. Maybe I'll be here.
No, you'll be
here.
Who
knows?
You'll be here.
I don't know.
I think you'll be here. I'm going to
go. I was on the phone with Virginia.
Virginia, huh?
Not a person. The state of Virginia.
Virginia McCaskey?
Where our corporate headquarters are.
Oh.
I wish I was on the phone with her.
That would have been a short conversation.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slow spots out there. One of them eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71 North. And about a 5 minute delay eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, it's Monday.
Hey.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. See, that was a radio thing.
Yeah, look, you did here, a radio thing there. That was nice.
Here, transparency for all of you. I was given the option to either go home or finish out the show.
Yeah.
I've decided to finish out the show because I didn't think it would be fair to Timmy. Timmy's got other work to do. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the listeners. You tuned in to hear two idiots talk. And
yeah,
damn it.
It's not fair to get one idiot and Tim. Tim is not an idiot. He can be at times, but he's not an idiot.
Below idiot, whatever that is.
Well, I have a higher opinion of Tim. I think he comes in and elevates the conversation,
So here I am for the rest of the show.
We got people already saying, where do we go to voice our complaints and to get you back on the show tomorrow and all this other stuff?
Look, I'll worry about tomorrow after the show today, okay? Let me finish the show today, and then we'll worry about tomorrow.
We got Free Common Man people posting that.
We'll worry about it after the show.
All right, that's fine. That's
okay?
fine.
And I will update you on what the deal is for tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. All right. That's
I
good.
May have to take a rest for a few days, according to corporate, but we'll see.
By the way, I may have to take a rest just because
this whole show has been an emotional roller coaster for me. Not just because we're talking OSU Michigan, but because also now I got this whole thing going.
I know. And you're not, don't worry about you.
No. Trust me.
They're going to get me.
Oh, I have a peerless reputation with the suits.
I understand.
I kiss so much
ass. I know you do. You're okay.
I know. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about you.
Boatman, you're okay too. Man, Teddy picked a good day to be off today.
Could you imagine if they actually came in and were like, you know what? You too. How dare you? Bodie, get out of here. Like, they just fired Bodie. For like, he got astray from our bad
actions.
We're
not going to let that happen, Bodie. Don't worry about it.
That's fine. Maybe I should be worried. I'm like,
don't
way
worry about it.
Okay. All right.
Forget about right. it. You're done. Fine. They were yelling at me, not you.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Here's Jim Harbaugh today. Timmy just played the soundbite in the Sports Center. I can't find the soundbite, so I'm going to read it to you.
All right, that's good.
He said, it's hyped up to no ends, talking about the rivalry. These are student athletes that are young adults, young kids that are playing this game. All we ask is to go there out and do their very best. I think it's very manufactured for the TV show that people want to watch and see. Don't patronize me now,
dude,
with your crap. You're the same guy, Jim Harbaugh, running around the cemetery at night, putting a Buckeye nut on Bo's gravestone. You're really going to talk about how this is manufactured?
You called up an Amazon vacuum cleaner salesman and said, please do the dirty work. Go get every bit of info you can on these guys. And that's what you did. That's you. You backed out of this game because I don't feel well back in 2020. Well, to regroup.
Regardless.
I'm just saying.
That doesn't matter.
This whole, it's too big of a deal. You make it a big deal.
First of all, you know it's a big deal, so shut your damn mouth.
Oh, this dude.
You know it, and now you're on top of it, and you're so damn arrogant. You know, I just want to punch you right in the uterus.
He is trolling.
Because he's got one.
He is trolling us all. Is he not?
No, I know. And he is trolling us. I would rather him laugh today.
Yeah.
Just get at the podium and laugh and say, ha ha, you'll never beat us again. Don't patronize me with your crap. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's say that's true. That this is all a big reality show. It's all manufactured. How does that change the bottom line? The Buckeyes need to beat Michigan to achieve their goal. Their goal of winning the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You don't beat Michigan, you don't win the Big Ten. It makes it much harder to go to the playoffs and accomplish your other huge goal, which is win a national championship. From a practical standpoint, this is not just a game. It's the damn game.
Dude. And this is the part that has been bugging me all week or all weekend. And now we're finally here, and I have to bring this up because it is the most painful aspect of this thing that happened on Saturday. Next year, there's a 12-team playoff. Next year, there's no divisions in the Big Ten. Next year, yes, Washington and Oregon and UCLA and USC all join. And maybe one of those four is undefeated because they avoid playing Ohio State and Michigan, or I don't know, whatever. Maybe it works out that one of them is undefeated and then Ohio State and Michigan are both undefeated. And then whoever loses that game goes and plays one of those Pac-12 teams, former Pac-12 teams, in the Big Ten title game. But there are going to be a lot of years going forward where you'll get to play this game again. There'll be a lot of years where you may lose this game, not get to the Big Ten championship, but you're a one-loss team that lost to the eventual possible Big Ten champion, right? Like if Ohio State's one loss, and then let's say Michigan was playing, I don't know, Washington in the Big Ten title game. Whoever wins that game's in, whoever loses that game is in, and Ohio State's probably your third team from the Big Ten.
Yeah,
probably. They're probably getting in. What I'm saying is,
and then Gene's gonna play it at the Hoosier Dome.
That's right. Yeah. I'm just saying, this was the last year, this was the going out of business sale for your chance to smack Michigan and shut them up once and for all, one time only
in
the season. In their place.
In their place.
Where there's no possibility of a rematch in the playoffs or in a Big Ten championship game. This is it for 364 days. We're going to have to sit with this crap until next year. This was the last time where that is a guaranteed. Ohio State and Michigan are not playing. I guess it's not guaranteed technically. If Ohio State sneaks in like they did last year, we could have had that rematch, but we didn't. I don't think it's happening this year. My point is, it is very unlikely Ohio State will get a chance at retribution this year. Next year, that will not be the case. Going forward, that will not be the case. And on top of it, never mind all the cheating stuff that we could have, if you beat them this time, you could have said, see, 2 years of exceptions to the rule, and you guys were breaking the rules when that happened.
First of all,
now we're fully into, didn't matter, cheaters prosper. That's all out the window. Cheat, no cheat, they beat us. Michigan wins.
Timmy took my pen. Also,
here's a pen.
No, I don't want that pen. I got a pen. I can't touch your pen.
Here, hang
on. Hold on. No, you just put it in your mouth, dude.
I'm just going to suck on the pen. Stop. Here you go. You want it now?
No.
Okay.
Stop. Also, where is this Jim Harbaugh sound from today?
I don't know.
If I look in, what Bodhi say that on
top
the mic?
Of, so people top can of hear Tuesday.
You. Top of Tuesday folder.
What day is it today?
Today
is it Tuesday?
No, today.
That drives me crazy. Stop putting sound in the next day's folder.
Oh,
it's 4:09 on a Monday.
Hang on, corporate's
put it
calling.
In Monday's folder.
Corporate's calling saying, can you please not give our detailed, sensitive information out on the air about where
we put
our sound?
And Timmy put it in there, too.
Timmy
you should
did.
Know better.
Timmy.
Give me back my pen and stop putting the sound in the next day's folder.
You don't want to know
I
where
think
Timmy
that
put
is,
your pen.
It's very manufactured for the TV show that the people want to watch and see.
He's going to pull back the curtain for all of you. He's going to give all his money back, too, and give it to the student athletes. He really is. He's Robin Hood of college football.
I just finished out. I just finished the last of the bourbon.
Good.
I had another pour.
Pour some more.
Ridiculous.
I'm on glass, too. Or as Bo Bishop calls it, 7:30 at night.
I thought you could say 7:30 in the morning, but either way, let him live.
Whatever.
Let him live.
Pour some more.
There we go.
My God.
All right.
We're going to do another hour, 2 hours. What time is it?
An hour and 50 minutes left, buddy.
I'm not talking about, somebody said, are you talking about Buckeye basketball today? No.
No, man. Listen.
You talking about the Jackets crapping themselves last night?
We'd love
no.
to at some point, but
no,
it's not
I don't
happening.
Want to.
It's not happening today.
Frank Wright got fired today. Yay.
Yay.
Maybe you can host a show for me tomorrow, you dumbass.
Browns and Bengals lose. Film at 11. You already know.
T-Bone right. got the Michigan State job.
Yeah, that's right. Jonathan Smith got the job at Michigan State. You know what? This is actually, this is what I'm doing to try to get us a win. I'm going to coach another team in the Big Ten just so I can gather intel on Michigan and send it down
can
here
I,
to help Brian
Day.
Can I
ask a really stupid question?
Yeah.
This is really, really stupid. Okay. Who's playing quarterback next year?
Dude, this is my whole thing. I'm telling you right now, if you roll into next year with Kyle McCord.
What? You can't.
That you know what that is? That is letting the clock run down and kicking a field goal at the end of the half. That is the equivalent of what Ryan Day did at the half of this game, where he didn't go for it on 4th and 2, where he said, nah, we'll just kick a long field goal and hope for the best. And it didn't work out. And everyone thought maybe this special teams unit not being the best in the world, maybe we shouldn't put the game on their shoulders. Maybe your offense, which you coordinate, maybe that's where you should go put your money. Maybe that's what you should have done on 4th and 2 at the end of that half to try to get a touchdown or at least try to get a closer field goal for your much maligned special teams unit. Instead, you said, I'm good. We're going to roll the dice with a very not likely proposition. That to me is what you're doing. If next year we go, there's no competition. Kyle McCord's the guy. We're not even going to let Aaron Nolan see the field in the first year. We're not going to try to get anybody in the transfer portal. No, we're just going to roll the dice with Kyle McCord again because he's got all the institutional knowledge, yada, yada, yada. You know what he doesn't have next year? Marvin Harrison Jr., most likely. You know what he doesn't
most
have next
likely.
Year?
Most likely. Are you
well,
kidding
right,
me?
Of course.
Get out of here. He's going to be the number one pick in the damn draft.
Right. You're not going to have Travion Henderson. You're not going to have Cade Stover. You're not going to have all these guys. They're gone. And I don't blame them, but I'm just saying, you don't have those guys' replacements like you've had a few years in a row here, right? Where when Garrett Wilson was rolling, it's like, oh, he's the best. And then Jackson Smith and Jigba has the ridiculous Rose Bowl, and everyone goes, well, wait till this guy plays, you know? And then last year, JSN was hurt, but we all knew that was the guy. And then Marvin Harrison Jr., hello, welcome to college football. He shows up. Now this year, you got Marvin and Emeka, obviously. Emeka Buka really good too last year. But now who do you have to replace those guys? Yes, I know there are guys with 5 stars next to their name. Have any of them had the season that those guys had previously to give you that preview? No. And by the way, they don't have a quarterback like CJ Stroud or Justin Fields throwing the football. So this is a problem.
You know what I realized in the last 20 minutes?
What?
How many people who work here want to just jump on my dead carcass?
What do you mean?
I'm reading through the text. Jen Winters. Do you need me to come in today for you? You just want to jump on the show, don't you?
Oh, Timmy was in here without even knowing why. He was just like, I'm on? Let's go. Why is he gone? You could have said, my colon just fell out of my body. And Tim would be like, oh, that's too bad for him. Anyway, how many segments do we have left? I just want to know.
I will be here for the rest of the show. After that, I can't promise you anything. But I can promise more of this nonsense coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for some slow traffic westbound 670 between 71 and Cleveland Avenue, and you can expect a couple-minute delay northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half-off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Not doctors, not lawyers, and definitely not sports hosts. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Maybe not for much longer, at least.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't think you're getting suspended tomorrow, but if you do, the city of Columbus has your back. We have got so many tweets from people. Hashtag free the common man, free common man. People saying nobody's above the commercial empire, but we only care about that and only care about you, so the local sponsors should too. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. You missed it earlier. We skipped a commercial break because we were kind of rolling about this.
I wanted to skip all the commercial breaks today.
Right, but we skipped one, and our boss Fish came down to kind of tell us, hey guys, I understand what you're doing, but we do have a business to run here. We do have to run commercials. And we said, well, we'll take it under advisement. And then we were told by corporate, there is no taking it under advisement.
We will
do what you were told.
We'll do what we're told, or they will remove us.
Yeah.
You're free and clear from this.
You got called into the principal's office after
you're
this
fine.
During the show, which usually does not happen. So
you're fine. Teddy is sending me texts too. You're fine. Go enjoy your
Ted's
Popeyes
fine.
Today.
Ted's fine. Ted's off today, and he's just, I'm sure, just in a world of hurt about this. But what, Teddy, you're not responsible for anything.
No, we have no plan today. We're just talking Buckeyes and losing to Michigan. We'll be back to a regular show tomorrow if we are indeed here tomorrow. Can we talk about coaches for a second?
Got to do that.
You know, you and I were talking about this during the break. Ryan Day has been flexible during his time as head coach. If he feels like something is missing or something is wrong, then he has no problem replacing that person or trying to find a better option. And I'm not saying you fire people just to fire people, but we're searching for answers here. We're searching for answers as to why this team can't beat Michigan, why this team in the big moments shrinks. And Jim Knowles was brought in 2 years ago. And I'm not saying that firing Jim Knowles is the answer now, but I think Ryan Day should be having a discussion about every single member of the coaching staff, most of whom are still Urban holdovers, and asking truly, is this person the best person for the job going forward in 2023? Look, 1 year ago, Ryan Day is telling us that he's giving up play calling, right?
Right. That was a thing.
We had Brian Hartline ascend to the offensive coordinator position during the offseason. Is he truly an offensive coordinator or just a highly paid recruiter with a nice title? They didn't want to lose him, so they made him offensive coordinator. Did Brian Hartline call one damn play for this team this year?
Right.
Doesn't seem like it.
I know that there's a whole lot of nuance to how play calling is done. There's game plan. There's developing all that.
No, I get it. But Ryan Day's there with the card.
Ryan Day's got the card talking on the headset. He's making the call.
When 1 year ago he questioned whether that was the best use of his skills. Well, what has changed in that 1 year?
Right. Look, man,
Here's where I am. If I'm Ryan Day, okay, I'm just going to say this. I am flat out assuming, just as a analyst of Buckeye football, not what I think as a fan should happen. I don't think they're firing Ryan Day. I don't think that's likely unless there is a huge booster revolt. And I'm talking the big money people come in and say, Ryan Day's got to go or we're pulling support, which could happen, but I don't think it is. Don't forget the 1870 Society, which is where all the boosters are. It's where all the money is for name, image, and likeness. That was founded in partnership with Ryan Day and Gene Smith. I mean, that group would have to kind of mutiny on Ryan Day, and I don't think that's likely to happen, but it could. It's Michigan, 3 losses in a row. But if Ryan Day's coming back next year, then if I'm him, I'm looking at all these guys on the roster of my coaches, and I'm saying, did I hire you or did someone else hire you? And did I keep you because I was afraid to upset the apple cart? Did I keep you because I was afraid I didn't want to come in and look like I was undoing this great machine that Urban had built? That machine has hit a wall.
Are you the best person for the job?
Yes or no?
That's the question.
Right? Now, I think Ryan Day made a good hire with Jim Knowles. I think that defense has improved. Has it improved enough to say that, yeah, it's a finished product? Absolutely not. Look at the second half of this game. Look at the second half of last year's game.
I got a finished product for you, by the way, before I forget, because I got a couple listeners pointing this out to me.
Okay.
Are you aware that in the last 3 games against Michigan, you take the second half of those games, 3 years worth of second halves, how many times has Michigan punted in the second half?
I'd guess it's twice?
Once.
Jeez.
In 3 years,
good Lord,
3 years in the second half, Michigan has punted once.
It's unreal.
Against the Buckeyes.
It's unacceptable. That's just pure and simple unacceptable.
Your defense can't get off the field. And you're right. There were steps that were taken to prevent the big crippling plays. We didn't have that this year. But you still couldn't get off the field when you desperately needed to.
Yeah, so that's a problem. But I will say, like, Jim Knowles is at least a guy that Ryan Day said, I think that's the guy. We have to ask questions about guys like Larry Johnson, do we not? Larry Johnson is a if there's a Hall of Fame for assistant coaches, he's in it, right, as far as the job he's done
Larry
over as many
Johnson
years.
Has put together some of the best defensive lines that I've ever seen.
Absolutely
in college football. But I don't think it's unfair to sit down and evaluate everybody after you've lost 3 straight times to Michigan.
Well, that's one you've got to take a look at, certainly. I think Ryan Day has to ask questions, and I know that Justin Fry is new here, but, I mean, did that work out? Is that what you wanted out of the offensive line in the running game this year? I don't think it is. That's his job. He's the run game coordinator, the offensive line coach. Is that where you want it to be? Your development of quarterbacks, did that look good this year? Corey Dennis is your quarterbacks coach. Am I wrong in remembering how Corey Dennis got the job here? Is he not Urban Meyer hire, but also, am I wrong that he's also Urban Meyer family? Am I wrong?
Is he? I forgot.
That's the daughter's husband.
Son-in-law, right?
Yeah, it's a son-in-law. I'm saying, like, you got a lot of ties to this team that have Urban. And by the way, Mickey Marotti, one of those guys. Yeah. And I don't know anything about strength and conditioning. That's not my deal. But you know what I do know? You get stagnant in a program and you just say, we got to keep doing things the same old way because that's the way it's done. If I'm Ryan Day going into next year with new AD who has no loyalty to me, a fan base that is out and out sick of losing to Michigan, as I'm sure Ryan Day is too, I'm not rolling in with anybody I think is someone that was someone else's idea. I'm picking my guys to get me in this year. Now, it might be tough because those guys might look at it and say, I don't know if you're going to be there very long, but you got to at least try to make that with your guys.
It's not going to be tough to get the best to come here.
Well, the money's there.
Because, they're going to get paid. They're going to see this as a jumping off point to a big head job someplace else. Or they see it as an opportunity to take over after Ryan Day gets canned.
Yeah. Oh, and we can't. I mentioned a bunch of assistant coaches. Let me tell you right now. If Ryan Day, it's not today. It's not tomorrow. Whatever the first day is that Ryan Day is like, all right, moving forward, here's how we're going to fix things. I'm still the head coach. Everyone knows
hopefully
that.
He's already doing that.
Well, the first press conference he has where that happens, he needs to walk out and say, hi, guys, Parker Fleming, I've heard you. That's unacceptable. Because I'll tell you right now, Ryan Day played that Michigan game like he's Jim Tressel 2.0. Tried to be conservative, tried to play things close to the vest, no pun intended. You can't be Jim Tressel if you don't have a Jim Tressel special teams. And guess what you do not have at Ohio State?
Right.
You don't have anything close to that. When's the last time you remember an OSU punt getting pinned inside the 5?
in a meaningful situation. Certainly didn't happen on Saturday. I'm just telling you, that's a big difference in this game. The special teams were a huge difference there. And it's not just on the players, it's on the guy coordinating. When's the last time Ohio State took a kickback, for crying out loud? Right? What kind of scheme are we running where you can't even return the ball sometimes more than 5 or 10 yards? Often that's what it is. It's a joke that that guy is still in this job.
Ironically,
they defended him a few weeks ago.
They took a kickback on the final drive when they had no time left.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's when they decided to take the kickback and lose 6 yards, because would they get it at the 19? Is that what
it
was?
Yeah, right. You're right. I'm just saying. No, I mean, like, take one to the house.
Oh, well, that's different.
That's I'm saying. They haven't done that in...
That's gone.
Feels like a decade. But I'm just... My point is... You got, that's the first one. That's an easy one.
All right,
one.
We got to take a break.
Come on. I'm just, well, yeah, we,
come on now.
We learned that today.
I know, we got to take a break.
We got to take a break. All right.
We'll be back with more of this crap coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers. By Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident on the right berm of westbound 33 after Avery Muirfield Drive, causing some stop-and-go traffic, and things are a little slow on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine-in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
We are in mourning today. We're on the therapy couch. We're doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for you. I don't know.
We're doing it.
We're doing it today.
Yeah.
It's not a regular show. It's a woe is us show. Third straight loss to Michigan. Not going to win the Big Ten. Look, I know the Big Ten West is its own thing, and it's going away after the season's over, but knowing that Iowa is playing for a Big Ten championship and the Buckeyes are not is nauseating.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Yeah. That's
Jim Harbaugh's got to stand up at the podium today and patronize me. And yes, I'm taking it personally, milkman. Patronize me by saying, you know what? A lot of the hatred for this game, manufactured. You know, just for TV. It's not just for TV. And you know it.
Yeah.
You know that you eat, live, and sleep this game, Jim Harbaugh. So now that you've won it 3 games in a row, you can act like it's no big deal. I can do this in my sleep. No big deal. It's not that heated. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you that whole thing sounded like I'm trolling you, and also I know I'm probably not going to be here next year, so I might as well get my shots in now. Because he's either going to the NFL or he's going to be suspended for a significant portion of next year.
You know, that's right. I saw Schefter say today that he expects there to be as many as 10 coaching vacancies in the NFL this offseason.
You already had one. Right?
Frank Reich gone at Carolina today.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see Jim Harbaugh taking one of those jobs. And now the question always is, when a program like Michigan is looking for a guy, is, well, who are you going to get? Well, congratulations. Buckeyes just made it easy. You're going to get the 37-year-old offensive coordinator who's on your staff, who has just proven that he can beat Ohio State.
That's right. I mean, I'd love to make fun of Sharon Moore, like weeping openly when they beat Penn State.
But
you know what?
But you know what? He coached a better game on Saturday, didn't he?
He absolutely did. Ryan Day got outcoached by an interim head coach.
Yes.
This is where I went to in the depths of my despair when I realized we're not even sure if Ryan Day's the guy for the job here when it comes to the most important thing, which is beating Michigan, winning national championships. Michigan is already convinced if and when Jim Harbaugh leaves, they've got their guy. He's in house. He's ready to go. They've got the replacement lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And before you say, oh, we got Brian Hartline or whatever kind of idea you want to throw.
Brian Hartline hasn't called a play.
Right. What are we talking about? Like, I'd love to believe that. That'd be awesome. By the way, speaking of assistant coaches, as we were last segment, Zach retweeted us and said, we need to bring in a new quarterback coach like JT Barrett, another vocal leader that knows this rivalry and can coach these quarterbacks. McCord showed no improvement all year under Corey Dennis. We said Corey Dennis is someone that should be looked at on the staff. If you're not going to get rid of Ryan Day should have to get rid of a lot of guys on this staff and make an actual bunch of hires that are guys that are his hires, not guys Urban brought in, or in his case, Corey Dennis' case, guys who are married to Urban Meyer's family. I had lost track of what JT Barrett is doing. Do you know what he's doing
now? I don't know what he's doing.
He is working in the NFL for a team that is pretty good this year, although last couple games, not so much. He's the assistant quarterbacks coach for the Detroit Lions. JT Barrett is. Another guy that we have heard of who obviously knows a thing or two about playing and knows a thing or two about winning. Kenny Guyton is
he's the offensive
interim
coordinator.
Offensive coordinator at Arkansas.
Yeah.
In the SEC. You know what else he's coaching for Arkansas this year? Wide receivers. They're wide receivers, and that offense has been really explosive this year. They put up a lot of numbers. I'm not saying they're a great team, but they put up a lot of numbers. You got guys who played in this rivalry, guys who know this building, know this rivalry, know what it takes to win, played under Urban, all that stuff. If you need that, you got guys who are coaching other guys and getting success out of those players who've been in this rivalry. And we're hanging on to guys who were brought in because why? Because Urban liked them. I'm done with that. And by the way, Urban loves JT Barrett. So if that's a criteria you need, you can hire JT Barrett. I'm not saying JT would want to come back and just be a quarterback coach.
I think Urban would fire his son-in-law for JT Barrett.
Oh, he would.
He'd have his daughter marry JT Barrett.
I was going to say, he would file the divorce papers for her.
You know what this staff needs? And I haven't heard from him in a while. Tim Tebow.
Let's bring him in.
Why not?
You know what? Hey,
who cares?
Man, let me tell you right now. You know how I feel about Tim Tebow, the phenomenon. If Tim Tebow was a good coach,
and Tim Tebow could help
you beat Michigan, I'd welcome him in. Absolutely right.
Kidding.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I don't think Ryan Day's going anywhere.
This year, no.
No.
Because of the whole Gene retirement
thing. If Gene wasn't retiring, different story.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do anything with Gene retiring, I would guess, unless it's egregious. And it wasn't egregious. It was close, which is a bad place to be because it reminds me very much of a time period I'm familiar with. Called Back When I Was Banging in the 90s. More on that later.
You had 12 years of that.
That's what I'm saying.
You have 12 years of this too?
I've had a long time of it being close. I don't want to go through that again. Ryan Day needs to make some decisions this offseason, assuming he is given the year, which I think he will be. And you cannot have any loyalty to your quarterback. You cannot have any loyalty to these coaches.
There's no loyalty to the quarterback. How is there loyalty at this point?
There can't be.
What has Kyle McCord done to earn loyalty? Joel Klatt said it during the broadcast on Saturday. And if we were to say it a couple weeks before, Joel Klatt would then go on his podcast and yell at us for being too hard on everybody.
Right.
Right? But he said, here we are, last game of the season, playing Michigan. This guy, Kyle McCord, has been in the quarterback room for 3 years. And Joel Klatt openly says, yeah, he's got a problem if he's got to look off his primary receiver.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
I know you can say that for a lot of college quarterbacks. A lot of college programs.
Dude, that's exactly right. Let's not compare ourselves to other programs. Number one, can't stand when people do that. Number two, this is a guy who has started the entire season.
Yep.
He has started the entire season with some of the best receivers in the country.
Yep.
Right? And he's been in that quarterback room for 3 years. He's not 18. That's why you don't start true freshmen most of the time, because they look at defenses and crap themselves. So now you're telling me a 20-something-year-old guy looks at defenses and craps himself? Can't get past his first read?
Again,
what are we talking about?
I don't blame Kyle McCord for that. I mean, I know some people are like, yeah, why isn't he better? Because sometimes you're just not that good. How about I blame the guy who brought Kyle McCord
right.
in?
Why is he the plan?
Kyle McCord is the best option in that quarterback room.
Why?
Whose fault is that? And the answer I get is, oh, it's Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers is supposed to be good. Guess what happened?
He's
your
not.
Your head coach couldn't keep that guy.
Well, regardless.
Even if you believe that, it's on Ryan Day to have a better quarterback room than what you had here. You did not have a guy in that quarterback room who could go out in the fourth quarter of a game like that and say, don't worry, boys, I got this.
Quinn Ewers wanted to start last year. What are you going to do? You going to sit down CJ Stroud?
No. That's, but I'm saying, manage the situation better, if nothing else.
No, I
work
know
it
that.
Out to say,
that's why
listen,
I said,
Kyle McCord can go to hell. I don't even know who these other guys are. You're my guy, Quinn Ewers.
I know, but
sip your kombucha over there
and
stay in place and wait for me.
Last season, at this exact time, the future starting quarterback of this team next year is not on this roster yet. I was convinced that he was going to hit the portal and go get somebody.
No, and he did. Well, you can't. 2 years in a row, you cannot make that same mistake.
No!
You got to go get
absolutely
somebody
not.
This year.
All right, more coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident on northbound 315 before Jewett Road, causing some slowdowns. And if you're heading down eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270, expect about a five-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples holiday deals mean amazing savings for the holiday season on hot tech like laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. Right now, save up to $350 on select PCs. In-store only, offer ends 12/23. See an associate for details. Have yourself a merry little holiday deal at Staples. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Latest development, our booze has been confiscated.
Well,
so, I mean, yeah. You still have some left in your glass, but...
Yeah, for the most part. That isn't. They can't, I mean, they can't...
I sucked mine dry.
They can't suck it out of my body. It's in there. What are they going to do, extract it from my liver?
Hey, if you miss the, well, whatever, just go get the podcast.
Yeah.
Wherever you get your podcast, just search Common Man and T-Bone. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
By the way, if you're listening on the podcast and you're like... Ah, like you're at this point where you're like, what's happening? Because you've heard the, like you're 7 hours later. Just listen all the way through the show because I'm quite sure, I don't know how this will all end, but I'm sure we'll have some updates for you. I'm just saying, I feel bad.
What's the update?
Well, I don't know.
We're all fired? That's the update?
I mean, I'm just saying we got to get something. But no, we're not going to get fired over this. We're just.
How ironic would it be? All the Ohio State coaches keep their jobs. We get fired. We get fired for our reaction the Monday
the
after.
The Suits were a little frustrated that we skipped a commercial break today. I am of the opinion that they are mad, but they get it.
They're not mad at you.
Well, I don't.
They're mad
at
me, and it may be because when asked about it, I told them to go F themselves.
Well, that is on you.
That's on me.
I would have said, you're absolutely right. How dare we do that? I will bow down to our corporate overlords. Where do I need to kiss the sandal or whatever I need to do? I need to, you know, make everybody happy. I'll do that. Kiss the ring. But
I'm very emotional today.
You stand up for yourself.
People always wonder, you know, you got a big day today. Lots of people listening to you today. What I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right.
You know, okay, we got a big day. A lot of people listening to us today. I don't know what that means. We wanted to come on the air today and just be an outlet for you. You know, just to listen and know that there are two guys going through it today. And two guys who are desperately trying to find answers and can't figure out what the answers are. That's the intention of the show today.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I have felt all weekend. I keep saying week. It felt like a week between Saturday and today.
Seems like it's been a year since Thanksgiving.
No kidding, right?
It
really does. Yes. But I keep feeling like when I was in junior high and high school, mostly junior high, but still in high school, this was mid to late 90s, where every single promising Ohio State football season from like 93 to 98
was like a 5-year window in there where every single year, bar one, there we had it. We thought we were good. We go in to play Michigan, fall flat on our face. Promising season, up in flames. Chances of national championship, gone. Dashed. And I remember walking into school. There was a janitor there, Mr. Peterson. Was a nice man. Very nice guy. But Mr. Peterson was a Michigan man. Mm-hmm. And he would, on Friday before the Michigan game, they let us... I went to a religious school where we had to wear a uniform. But on the Friday before the OSU-Michigan game, they said, you can wear your favorite college football team's outfit. It obviously, most of us are going to wear Ohio State, but if you had like a Penn State kid, they could wear that, whatever. He was one of the handful of people at the school who wore his Michigan stuff, and he proudly wore it and told all of us kids how Michigan was going to do it yet again. And we would all say, yeah, all right, whatever. And then we'd have to come back the next day, and we're all wearing our normal clothes Monday. Mr. Peterson would be there. He would be right at the front door. Not even mopping. He would have the mop in a bucket, and he'd just be standing there next to it, leaning on it like, ah, it's going. How about those Buckeyes? And we're just like, oh, my gosh. I don't want to see you. There was one other kid.
I may have missed the toilet on purpose if that were my school. Like, Mr. Peterson, come over and clean up my steamer.
Right.
Oops.
I got to tell you, I'm going to guess at an elementary school. That's just a thing he was like, yeah, whatever. Nah, I'm used to that. Because we would also stand at, we had those urinal troughs that were just on the wall, like a whole big.
Oh, those were good.
Well, we'd stand at one end and try to hit the other one, like across the way.
The old Soldier Field used to have the troughs.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember I was at a game when I was a teenager, and I saw a guy take a full head first dive into a urine filled trough. He may have been slightly intoxicated.
Oh, God. That's...
Gotta look at me!
By the way...
And then just, he said, go Cubs, go, as he went just face first into waste.
We have plenty more thoughts on OSU Michigan, but since you brought this up, I was at an Ohio State game last year, football game, where at one of the... You know, they have the self-serve now where you can go to... They have, like, fountain drinks, where you buy the cup for, like, $37, but you can go back and refill it as much as you want.
All right.
Stadium cup. Towards the, I don't know, third quarter of this game, it was a blowout. There's one of those machines, the ice had run out. But in the trough where all the drinks are, there's a big pile of ice where people had dumped out the what was left of their drink. This guy lifted up the grate and just scooped it out, put his thing under the cup, got a thing of Coke, and just walked away.
He wanted ice.
All his friends were screaming at him, like, what are you doing? That's disgusting. Wow,
I want ice. Here's ice. I just used some ice.
That's not
the same as going headfirst into a trough of urine.
I'm saying that was, how many years ago was that you saw that? 30 years ago? I'm saying this in the wild. Last year I saw somebody doing something that, who knows what you have floating around in that. So, yeah, this is...
What were you going to say about the 90s? 90s bad? 90s suck?
This is the feeling. If you wondered, if you weren't around in Columbus or you were too young to have lived through that era... This is what it feels like, where you go, we lost 3 in a row. I have no hope for next year. I don't know what to think about this team next year. I don't know what we're going to do to fix it. I don't think we're going to fire the coach. That's not going to fix it. I don't think we're going to do that anyway. It's just this malaise of, this is where we are, huh? We're just going to lose again next year. That's what it feels like. This what you're feeling now is what it felt like in the 90s in Columbus, if you weren't here for it. Welcome. This is... We can go after this to United Skates of America. We can do that. We can go hit a Sister's Chicken afterwards if you want to.
Someone just brought to my attention. I'm going to make blood shoot out of your eyeballs. Coming up next.
Oh God.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to find a couple-minute delay westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And if you're downtown, things are moving slow westbound 70 between the 71 East and West split. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
All right. Do you know who Sam Block is?
Oh, yes.
I have no idea who this guy is, but it made it into my timeline. It says he's from ESPN. I highly doubt it because
he's not.
The profile picture is him standing next to a sign that says ESPN.
Bode, am I wrong? Is his deal like he's troll level? Like
he looks like up a pre-pubescent to Ohio State. Anthony Rothman.
Like he sucks up to Ohio State, but he is like, was he like a producer at ESPN or something?
Yeah, I don't really know all the details. All I know is Sam Block is a legend amongst me, Timmy Hall, and Dave Holmes for his almost Skip Bayless like.
Right, so you're aware of this guy?
He's known for being like the world could be on fire, and he's like, guys, I'm actually a little chilly right now. Is it warm? I'm not feeling the heat at all.
Even amongst the rough season that the men's basketball team had last season, yes. Sam Block was pretty adamant. Don't worry, the Holtman statue's coming after they win the national championship.
Oh, the statue's coming.
Yeah. He is. If there is a general of the Sunshine Brigade, he is on one of those tanks.
Wow. All right.
Leading the parade.
Okay.
Yes, that's him.
Well, he's on Twitter at the Block Spot. Here are some of his tweets.
Good thing that's in the name, because that's what I've done to his Twitter. One of the things in there, I've either spotted it or blocked it.
Over the last couple days. 56-7. 56, by the way, lots of exclamation points.
Yeah.
You do not fire 56-7. Ryan Day is an all-time great, all caps, coach. You do not fire all-time greats. Take your negativity and your hate elsewhere. It's not welcome here. Hmm. Look, there is a conversation to be had about not firing Ryan Day this offseason. I don't think he's going to get fired. I think it's because there's a transition period happening with Ohio State Athletics, and Gene Smith is not going to let that happen. However, let's go and also look at the definition of all-time great coach. Based on what? on what? Like, this winning percentage that people keep citing?
Well, dude, this is my thing. Like, Ryan Day and Ohio State are like a high performance race car. And what guys like, in this case, Sam Block, although I know he's kind of like a troll, either he's a troll or he is like,
if he believes all of this
one
stuff,
of the most delusional people in the world.
He needs to seek treatment.
I don't think
he's Skip Bayless Jr.
If he genuinely believes this, then yeah.
Skip gets paid $11 million to be delusional.
Well, fair enough. What I'm saying is Ohio State is a high performance race car. And they mostly are in races with bicycles. And then occasionally, like when they play Michigan, they go up against another race car.
Or when they play Georgia. And
yeah. And so what people do is they go, look at this record of this race car winning all these races. Why do people want this race car dismantled for parts? And it's like, because anytime it goes up against another race car, it has trouble. When it races bicycles, blows them away. Does really good against the bicycles. When it faces actual cars, that's where we got an issue. So, yeah, we're going to have to part ways on the idea that 52-7, 51-7, whatever he is record at Ohio State. That's great. Do you know what the losses are? I'll tell you what the losses are if you're not familiar. Those losses came against Clemson in the college football playoff semifinal. So that was playoffs, chance to win a national championship. You lost that game. Alabama. Now, they beat Clemson the next year, right? Got redemption. But then played Alabama. 2020 title game, lost that one. Oregon, regular season. Oregon's a good team. And then Georgia last year, a slim margin, but you lost the game. And then the other losses in that are the three that we all know. Those are his seven losses that he has at Ohio State. I'm sorry, he is 56-7. His record in the Big Ten, outside of Michigan, 40-0. I get it. Have you seen the rest of the Big Ten? Now, I'd like to believe
that it's a tough conference and all that, but we know what it takes to beat the other schools in the Big Ten, and that is be Ohio State or Michigan, and you're going to beat them because Michigan's record against those teams is pretty good too.
Here is a reply from someone named Brandon Justice.
Okay.
To Sam Block's original tweet of you don't fire 56-7, he's an all-time great coach.
Okay.
What's up, Sam? Huge fan. Just wanted to say that I completely agree. I thoroughly believe Gene Smith's final move before retirement should be a lifetime extension for Coach Day. Let me know how I can help. These have to be parodies.
Let me know how I can. Come on.
These have to be parodies.
People are joking, right? You're joking.
Maybe that guy's a Michigan fan.
Here's another tweet from Sam Block.
That sounds about right.
Teams lose in sports. It's normal. Ohio State being perfect all season and then losing by 6 on the road versus a top 3 team and then not getting into the playoffs is an absolute disgrace. The Chiefs have 3 L's. They'll be in the playoffs. 4 out of 133 teams. CPF expansion is long overdue. What a loser. First of all, why are we comparing? I can't believe I'm giving this guy
any
energy.
Don't give him any more. He's stupid.
I know, but I can't believe that people like this exist. I really can't. Why are we comparing college football to the NFL? Okay. First of all, do the Chiefs schedule their own non-conference opponents?
Right. No, they're not in charge of that.
No. We live in a world where still that is happening. You can schedule bums and play bums for 90% of your games that technically count as wins that aren't really wins. Second of all, we're talking about the NFL and the Chiefs losing 3 games to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs losing to Ohio State? Oh, you're comparing that to Ohio State. I see what you're saying. Yes.
No, we're comparing 2 things that don't belong.
Right.
That's stupid.
The NFL is a different animal than college football, where in college football, there are maybe 10 teams that are at the same level of talent. Would you agree that outside of the top 10, if you go pull a team from like 22nd ranked, whoever they are, Utah is usually in the top 25. Is Utah talent for talent with Ohio State year in, year out?
Let's say.
No, they're not.
You know, the Chiefs have to deal with something called a salary cap. Let's have that in college football. Right?
Yeah, right.
Let's have that in college football, but instead of a salary cap, because of course we're not paying these players directly, we'll do it on a cap with the amount of talent that you can recruit.
You can't have more than 3 5 stars in a recruiting cycle.
Well,
period.
Is that you have to have your revenue sharing.
Sure.
Obviously.
You got that. Right.
You know, so if you have a highly touted guy, or you'd have to give him to a lesser team,
yeah,
I guess,
right.
just to even things out.
Well, you have to have a draft of the high school recruits can't get recruited. They get drafted in.
Is it the NFL? Is it the same system? Or do the Buckeyes get to go out and recruit all the 5 stars they want?
Yeah.
And take all the 5 stars they want. No limitations whatsoever.
Yeah. Other than the 85 scholarship limit, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm saying there's not even a limit on transfers anymore. You can have, Deion Sanders showed, you can have 50 transfers if you want to. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. I'm not saying it works, but you can. Yeah, there's no comparing these two, so let's not. Here's what I know, man. Ohio State football had a chance to put the narrative to bed with Michigan the last couple of years that they'd gotten better and they'd finally figured it out, and Jim Harbaugh is this brilliant tactician. And I think, unfortunately for Ohio State, what you have here is now the narrative is they don't even need Jim Harbaugh to beat Ohio State. Michigan is such a well-oiled machine that the interim coach, Sherrone Moore, who probably will become their next head coach if and when Jim Harbaugh leaves, that guy already is 1-0 against Ohio State in this rivalry. He's already got something figured out about it. Now, we can all discuss that and say how much it sucks that Ohio State was right there to win it. That is the thing, though, when we get into this, where last couple years, fourth quarter, Ohio State got their doors blown off. People could say, well, we just gave up too many chunk plays. Well, that's been fixed. It was a close game. You had a chance to go down there and win it in the final minute, and you didn't do it. That is exactly what it felt like in the 90s, where you had times where you would say, yeah, but this year we were really close, though. Yeah, that's fine.
Michigan had that, with the spot is good.
But you didn't get there. Right, Michigan was there.
The spot was bad, whatever, from their perspective.
Yeah, spot was bad. We thought it was good. But that is exactly what Harbaugh, what was Harbaugh doing? He was sitting there with the hands, right? Measuring how far away he thought the spot was.
And we mocked him for that. Oh, so close, Jimmy.
Right.
Maybe next year.
That's when you're down bad in this rivalry. Folks, we're down bad. There's nothing else you can say about it. We're not doing well with this. We don't have good answers. All we have right now are question marks that don't have solutions. And if you are someone who thinks you know how it plays out next year, oh, don't worry because this and this and this are going to happen. You have no idea.
You got to hit the portal for the quarterback.
Dude, quarterback's got to be fixed.
I don't want to see Devin Brown as a starting quarterback.
You
got to
find some new assistant coaches around here. I think you got to get rid of most, if not all, the guys that have urban ties at this point.
Well, the good news is there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks in the portal. I already saw like four guys popped in the portal today.
Sure.
Like Will Howard from Kansas State. I'm not saying that he's the answer, okay? What I am saying is Ryan Day is going to have his choice of experienced starting quarterbacks, college football starting quarterbacks.
And you know what I'm doing if I'm Ryan Day? I'm not doing it in a way that I'm going to get caught. I'm meddling to all metal. I'm looking at any quarterback who looked any good that might have a little issue with his head coach, and I'm getting the word to him because guess what, Mike? Cheaters prosper in college football. We've seen that time. It's college sports. Bill Self has a lifetime contract. That man cheated his way on and on and on. He has got a lifetime contract. Cheaters prosper. Jim Harbaugh cheated. Michigan cheated. And so what? He's going to get something probably well after he's decided he's done at Michigan. He'll move on. Michigan might get popped a little bit. They're not going to take away that feeling that we all had. Michigan's feeling of good, ours of bad. That's not going to change when you find out about the sanctions eventually.
Yeah, this is where we are as a program.
I'm saying, hey, you know
crossing
what?
Our fingers, waiting for the NCAA to come and vacate some victories.
That's what
this
I'm
is
saying.
Where we are.
You know what? I'm not saying you should cheat, but I am saying it doesn't matter if you do. Because the NCAA clearly does not care. Whether they care or not, it doesn't affect anything. You can go out there and cheat. You can do all that stuff you want to, and it doesn't come home to roost. Karma's dead. There's no, the truth will come out someday. And what? And then you go beat Ohio State anyway, Michigan. Doesn't matter. All that's gone now because you lost this game.
All right, I saw a story this weekend about a big-name quarterback coming to Ohio State. Turns out it was a bunch of bunk. But I'll share it with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slow traffic westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. And if you're traveling down eastbound I-70 on the west side, watch out for a disabled vehicle on the right berm. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
What a piece of crap he is, too.
Who?
Desmond Howard.
Oh, yeah.
My God. What a piece of crap.
It doesn't change anything. The game sucked. It has sucked for three straight years. Feels like it's going to suck for a while. But, yeah, that pregame where he's sitting there going, Pete Thamel, why are you in the stadium? Why aren't you out here with all the fans? And then they said, well, you know, there were some crazies with some threats, Desmond. And he goes, oh, they don't threaten me. These are nice people out here. And it's like, yeah, go figure. They don't threaten the Heisman Trophy winner who tells them how great they are all the time, but they might threaten the reporter who said, hey, there's some stuff about the program that you may not like. Go figure. It's different. That's why he's in the stadium, set about with the fans. Way to throw your own guy under the bus, Desmond Howard.
Yeah. Can't believe that Desmond Howard acts like it's no big deal when people just throw out stuff on social media now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's to be ignored and played down.
Back in the day, about his family. Think about what they're going through. Think about Pete Thamel's family.
Yeah.
Dad's got to work in the stadium because he's not safe to be around people.
Go figure, man. Yeah, has there been a problem in Michigan with, like, oh, I don't know, people threatening the governor and trying to kidnap her? Remember that?
I don't know. Desmond, you might take a threat seriously for Michigan if you weren't like a Michigan man.
So I'm reading a thing today. A little link comes up. Ohio State bigwig is trying to lure Arch Manning to Columbus. And I knew better, but I clicked on it anyway.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking, what is this? So like one of the collective members, like throwing some cat. What are we talking about here? No. It's Maurice Claret tweeting during the game. Hey, Arch Manning, come to Columbus. We'll hook you up. He has since deleted these tweets.
Of course.
Look, Arch Manning is not coming here. But that doesn't mean you can't hit the portal and get somebody else who has experience that you think can take a game like you had on Saturday and play good enough to not lose it. And it's not all on Kyle McCord. We talked about that. If you missed it, go back and listen to the podcast. There are plenty of reasons we lost that game. But one of them is Kyle McCord.
Yes.
And his lack of growth as a quarterback.
Now, like I've said, there's a part of that that falls to him because he's the player that is wearing the uniform that is making the throws, right? There's responsibility for that. But I still think that falls to the people responsible for the quarterback room that led you to Kyle McCord being the best option. And the people who say, oh, Quinn Ewers, that screwed over Ryan Day. What is he supposed to do? Well, one, there's a thing called the transfer portal. He can go out and find someone just like Quinn Ewers found a better spot for him.
This happens all the time now.
But also, if you felt like Quinn Ewers was that guy and you could not lose him, then you should have told Quinn Ewers, under no circumstances can I afford to lose you. What do you need to stay here? What assurances do you need? Ryan Day gambled and gambled wrong. However you want to look at that, he couldn't make the assurances that kept Quinn Ewers here. I mean, if you believe the reports, right? J.J. McCarthy, Kyle McCord, same class, correct? J.J. McCarthy.
There's no reports. This is J.J. McCarthy saying he wanted to be a Buckeye.
That's what I'm saying. Like, J.J. McCarthy has been very open about the fact that he wanted to play here, and the reports are that the reason he was not selected and that Kyle McCord was one of those factors was the connection with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyle McCord in high school.
Right.
And that if Kyle McCord wasn't playing with Marvin Harrison Jr. in high school, perhaps there would have been a different decision made. I don't know if that's true or not. What I am saying is that is something that you have to look at with Ryan Day, and you have to look at the selections that were made to get you to this point. The fact of the matter is, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is that good of a quarterback when it comes to the NFL. I don't think he's going to be playing on Sundays. I don't think any of that. But you know who he is? He is their J.T. Barrett. J.J. McCarthy is absolutely, at very least, he's their J.T. Barrett. Where J.T. wasn't going to have a big NFL career, but man, he knew how to beat Michigan. He knew how to play in this game. He knew how to play, period, in college football when it came time to win a game. Was he the best quarterback, biggest arm talent? No. But he knew how to play. And J.J. McCarthy knows how to get the job done in bigger moments like the Ohio State game is. He's figured that out. We'll see if he figures it out in the college football playoffs. I hope not.
Let me ask you a question. Let's assume Buckeyes don't go to what that too. Don't get into the playoffs. And they go to a bowl game against, I don't know, Texas. All right?
Sure.
Whatever.
That's fine.
Do you start Kyle McCord?
Oh.
Or do you just say, listen, I want to know what else I have on this roster.
I am 100% in on the bowl game is your chance to experiment, tinker, and have some fun and find out what you've got. Because Marvin Harrison's not going to play in a bowl game.
Probably not.
The college football playoffs.
Probably not.
Travion Anderson's probably not going to play.
Probably not.
There's probably a handful of guys that are going to the draft, if not more, that would say, oh yeah, we're playing the Orange Bowl, which the bowl projections right now have them playing Louisville in the Orange Bowl. All right. If that happens, how many of those guys are suiting up that are going, have a chance to go to the NFL? I would guess most of them would not. So then I say, great, let's take this opportunity to let other guys
see what you have.
Yeah. And if Kyle McCord does not like that, that's understandable. I would be frustrated if I'm him too. Ryan Day does not have time to help anyone's feelings along at this point. He has a job to do, which is to figure out who's the best guy to play quarterback for Ohio State. And I'm not saying you'd get the answer if you play Louisville in the Orange Bowl. They're probably going to have guys that want to sit out too. But the reality is, you got to figure it out. You got to use that spring ball and everything you have in between now and the start of next year to figure out who the guy is quarterback.
I don't think the guy is Devin Brown. I will be very disappointed if Devin Brown is a starting quarterback for this team next year. However, when was the last time we actually saw Devin Brown play any sort of competitive football? The answer is we haven't. Okay? Well, because even in spring ball this past year, he was hurt.
No. We did see him play in competitive games where they used him in the red zone package.
But that's not...
Then he got hurt.
Right. That's not what I'm talking about. Him coming in for a package or a series here and there.
You're saying as the guy.
I'm talking about you're the quarterback, buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Go run the offense the way you think you can run the offense. Not how we need you to do this in a red zone drill.
Yeah, with like seven plays in the package, right.
He didn't even get a chance to do that in the spring game because he was hurt.
You're right.
So give him the opportunity. Maybe he sucks.
Well,
maybe he does.
That's the thing that I keep coming back to. What was the story this whole offseason? Haven't named a starter, not going to name a starter. Kyle McCord's got the lead.
Oh, it's because they both looked so good. Or
that ain't it.
What we've been saying is that he wasn't blown away by either one of these dudes, and he had to just pick someone, so he picked the guy with more experience.
That's right. Look, we're being harsh, but that's also the reality of this position.
What happens when you lose to Michigan three straight times.
Yeah, man. And when you are, and to be fair, the last guy playing quarterback at Ohio State the last 2 years didn't have a lot of success against Michigan.
He didn't beat Michigan either. That's right.
And then he went to the NFL and was awesome. Which is why I keep coming back to, it ain't just about the quarterback. Although it is certainly this game, there were moments Kyle McCord left things on the field. You have a bad turnover in the first quarter that leads directly to 7 points because your defense is in a horrible position. They tried to make some stops at that goal line stand. It didn't work out. But you cannot afford to give away the ball in this game. That is the way you lose. Ryan Day is responsible for this. He's responsible for the fact that the first two losses in this series last couple years, those were with C.J. Stroud, who has turned out to be pretty awesome, it looks like. So, yeah, that's great for C.J. Stroud. It shows you that it's not just the quarterback. You can have an awesome quarterback here, and yet, if it's not all right at the coaching level, this is not going to go well.
More Ohio State-Michigan conversation coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to want to avoid U.S. 23 both ways between Roe Road and Groveport Road. That is closed due to an accident. You can try 104 as a possible alternate. Also, slow traffic northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participation. Locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Nothing hard today.
No.
May not ever get hard again.
Well,
watch that game on a loop.
Good to know.
Hey, Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus. As a matter of fact, we were there on Friday broadcasting the show live from their sports book. It's 12,000 square feet, two big walls of TVs, food and drink. They got a cheesecake that looks fantastic there. Stop on by next time we're there and see us. But even if we're not there, just stop on by and give them your money. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This has been clearly a rough weekend for anybody who roots for the Scarlet and Gray. I tried to get out of that funk a little bit yesterday. I went to go watch the women's basketball team just destroy. I said Colgate on Colgate. Twitter yesterday. It was not
Except
Colgate.
It was Cornell.
I was there watching the game with my girls. We even had a discussion about where Cornell is located. Turns out it's in
Ithaca,
New York.
Ithaca.
Yes. But then I got in the car. We were sitting in the drive-thru at McDonald's. Shout out to McDonald's. And
raised the price of the pie.
I know they did.
Large is $1.79
now. And I thought,
what are we getting to?
Tweet about the fun time we had at the game, and I tweeted out that we beat Colgate. They also tweeted out hashtag go Bix instead of go Bix. Bucks. A little bit of a rush job on my part on the tweet there. So, anyway, that was wrong.
But what do you think the acceptance rate is at Cornell?
I mean, they're Ivy League, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be like low, meaning it's a high amount of rejections.
How low do you think it is?
I don't know what a
Ivy League is. What's the
acceptance rate? 25%.
9%.
Ooh, okay.
Bill Nye went to Cornell.
Cornell? All right.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Cornell.
Cornell. Jane Lynch.
Cornell.
Cornell.
Chris.
Christopher Reeve.
No. Chris Cornell.
Huey Lewis.
Your guy.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
All right. Well, you know what?
Jimmy Smits.
Oh, the actor?
Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Anthony Fauci.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is there.
Aaron. God. He's going to go pick at Cornell now. Thanks for that.
Ann Coulter, your gal.
Oh, sure. Sure.
She went there.
Sure.
Who else do we have here?
Plenty of people, it sounds like.
A lot of people.
I didn't realize Colgate, because I said Colgate, they're not an Ivy League school.
They're no, like Cornell's an Ivy League school.
I know, but Colgate, who I tweeted about as well, Colgate is what they call like the like a mini Ivy, or a, there's another term for it, I forget, but it's like,
you're mini not Ivy League. They're in the Ivy or you're not.
No, but it's like you're the next rung down. You're like, you're not Ivy, but you're, right, you're Ivy adjacent. You're itchy and scratchy because you're near the Ivy, but you're not in
what
the Ivy.
What would Big Ten adjacent be? The MAC?
I guess. I don't even want to know.
You're in the same general area. You're around those schools.
No, I guess they're saying like it's similar to the Ivy League, but maybe not quite as elite, a little easier to get into. I don't know.
Okay.
Here's what I know. It's expensive either way. I'm sure that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, all right.
What did he write? The
I forget.
Fahrenheit. Is that
no,
right?
No, that's not right. Fahrenheit. Which one are you talking about? I don't think he wrote that.
I'm talking to two idiots right now.
You're
that's talking exactly to two right. idiots right now. What did he? What's he famous?
He's
famous
written lots of things. I thought he's written like, yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head, but I know I can see his face.
Well,
I can see picture,
right.
But I can't remember what he wrote.
See his face.
I'm sorry.
Let's see what he's got here.
What
did he write? He wrote something.
Slaughterhouse Five. Is that right? Yeah. Breakfast of Champions.
About Wheaties. The whole thing was about Wheaties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wrote the Fahrenheit 5, whatever it is?
4 or 5. What was that? I know what you're talking about. That I had to read that one in college, the one year I went. Ray Bradbury. Okay. Totally different thing. Ray Bradbury is like a sci-fi writer.
Guys, I need one of these segments.
We just need to get out of
I need
talking
one
about
of these
this
segments
stupid
today.
Game.
It's been 2.5 hours of me wanting to kill myself and my bosses wanting to kill me.
That's true.
I almost
did,
got fired.
You did tick them
I may.
Off quite a
By
bit.
The time the show's over, I still could very well be fired. Who knows?
Well, that's very possible.
Oh, he wrote Dead Eye Dick. Did Kurt Vonnegut?
I knew that.
Dead Eye.
We've all read Dead Eye Dick.
Bodie's probably a big literature guy. Have you read any Kurt Vonnegut, Bodie?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, right. So. It's okay. It's fine. We barely know
Jesus.
Who he is. Don't even, you thought he was Ray Bradbury.
Who's the other one?
Wait, who's the other what?
There's
author?
There's another one. Who is he? Wrote like one book and then ran away.
Huh? I don't know
who,
what
am,
you're
who am I thinking
I don't know who you're
of.
Talking about that wrote one book and ran away.
He's like ran to the woods. What the hell's his name?
What? Are we, wait, are we talking, I don't know. I have no
Did
idea.
He run to like New Hampshire or something?
What?
He's hanging out with Ryan Day's family? Who is the guy?
Stephen King.
No, it's not Stephen King. He writes a book every
books.
Week.
I know. I'm
Timmy
joking.
Went to college. He no, went to he went to Kansas.
Timmy, Google
who's
guy
the
who
guy?
Wrote a book and ran away.
Who's the guy,
who's the guy who wrote a
one
book and ran away?
Like they were looking for him, trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
I have no idea what this is about. I don't know.
Who is it? People are probably screaming at the radio right now.
I don't even know if they are.
For a variety of reasons.
I have, well, fair enough. That's good.
Timmy's just looking at his phone like an idiot.
Well, what do you want him to do? He doesn't know the answer. None of us do, because you don't know what you're making any sense right now.
No, I'm making sense in my own head.
Yeah, the guy who wrote a book and ran away. I mean, are you thinking, like, Ernest Hemingway is known for going to different
Hemingway.
Places, but he wrote lots of books.
No, not him. I know what he's about.
You know what he's about.
Got a big white beard.
You know the
Cuba.
Who was it? Was it? I think I'm thinking of a different Ernest. Not Ernest Hemingway. I think it was Ernest Borgnine, I want to say.
J.D. Salinger.
J.D.
Salinger is who I'm thinking of. Right?
I think you're right.
I am right now. Catcher in the Rye. Yes, he wrote Catcher in the Rye.
All right.
J.D. Salinger went away.
Yeah.
They tried to get him to write more things. He didn't want to write more things.
Right. You said Ernest Hemingway, and that reminded me of Ernest Borgnine. Do you know the fascinating thing about Ernest Borgnine?
No.
He loved to give himself a self high five downstairs, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, he was able to
distribute some free literature to, you know what I mean? Well, they interviewed him when he was 91, and they asked him, what is the secret to successful, long, happy life? And he said, I do that a lot.
Oh, you mean he did it with just his...
Himself. He helped himself.
He didn't do that.
No, he helped himself.
He didn't more.
I said he gave himself self high five. High five.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I said a high five, a low five, if you will. No, low five. Just with...
He did that a lot.
Yeah, apparently at 91, he said he was still doing that.
The problem is that some people at 91 just do it in the park when people are looking at them.
No, he's doing it at his house. Here's the best part. Jason Bateman, who I adore. I love Jason Bateman. He has a podcast. He, I believe, bought Borgnine's old place. And so...
And he named it Master Bateman?
He didn't know this. Right, that's a good call. They were talking... What do they call it? What's the chicken you get in the Caribbean? What do they call that?
Jerk chicken?
Yeah. His buddies were calling it the Jerk Shack. They were calling the house.
I see.
Where he lived, probably because he loved jerk chicken.
Have to do with J.D. Salinger?
Well, I was on Hemingway, and then I went to Ernest's, and I didn't go P. Worrell. I went Borgnine. So, yes, that's where we got. We got into Ernest talk, and then I remembered that fact I thought you'd enjoy.
Timmy, are you doing a show tonight?
Yeah, I'll be in there.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackets time is tonight at 7, so he's got a little CBJ shorty.
Okay, all right.
Right?
Backpage and Timmy. For the second time today, because he took over when I was almost fired.
That's right.
Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should avoid both ways on US 23 between Row Road and Groveport Road. That is closed due to an accident. You can try the 104 as a possible alternate. And watch out for some slow traffic westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. Just a couple minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Dell Technologies. Cyber Monday is Dell's biggest sale of the year. Get limited time deals, free shipping, and huge savings on laptops like the XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Timmy, thanks for filling in for a few minutes for me today. As I got chewed out by the bosses. I do want to let everybody know that I've been given assurances by the bosses that I'll be back tomorrow.
You will be.
So
this is good.
Okay. Just listen tomorrow for further details.
Because I didn't have a show tomorrow. I could have easily filled in, but...
I like how you're volunteering
for that.
Not
necessarily, huh? Not needed. Buckeye Roundtable is tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so that's why I'm here tonight. It'll be I think it's the last Buckeye Roundtable. I don't know if they're going to do a couple in between bowl season. I guess stay tuned for that.
Are you doing basketball roundtable later this year?
That will...
Next year, whatever the hell
it'll
that
be
is?
A few weeks. There'll be like a few week gap in there. And then that will kick back up. Yeah, and take us all the way approaching March Madness into spring football.
Yeah. So, you have your Buckeye show coming up at the top of the hour. Just a little 30-minute Blue Jacket shorty.
Yeah.
But on the despair... level, because you jumped on, and I'm glad I don't do this anymore because I can't emotionally handle it. I used to do for many years the post game show. You know, as soon as the Buckeye game was over, well, not as soon, about an hour and a half after the game was over, because we had network stuff to get done. I would pop on and rant and rave. I am not in the position mentally to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You do, though, still have to do that, Timmy. What was the mood of that post-game show for you? And where are you today?
I think my mood has actually gotten worse. And I think, you know, when Beam and I were so passionate about this, and I can see it on his face, he kind of wants to go the more despondent, not talking route.
Which is for a radio host.
Interesting when we're going to... Well, we also have this thing that we say, save it for the air, right?
Sure.
No need to get into a great conversation when you're going to have this pent-up energy and this angst and animosity when you go to do the show.
Right.
So, I mean, I got some feedback from the show, and we're not like instantly going, you know, onto the airwaves and screaming to fire Ryan Day first thing out of our mouths. So we're trying to break it down, and I think it's so fresh. We do an interview with a former player, and I thought, you know, Michael Bennett gave us some great insight, and I've never really talked to a more reasonable guy that can give us so much from the passion standpoint of what it was like to start by losing the game and then win all the rest of them, and what it takes and the kind of mindset, but also able to look at things in the football game at where they're missing out. So it's the post game show so different than what the show will do tonight is going to be like, because there's days to think about it, and it's a bigger picture type of thing where they've got to ask real uncomfortable and serious questions about why they can't. I listened to some of your guys' show today. An overall record like the one Ryan Day has is really good, but like some people saying that's legendary. I mean, what's legendary about not winning championships?
I don't know.
Isn't there a first step you have to take to be considered a legend? You've got to win championships of some kind, win big games, win championships, and they're doing everything else. It's just continually, they are getting to the doorstep time after time after time after time. Have a team that's good enough, get to the doorstep, and they just can't walk through it.
Bone, I think a listener made this point.
Oh, yeah, my buddy.
About the quizzes.
My buddy Andrew had a great line where he said this is essentially, at Ohio State, the quizzes are all the other Big Ten games. The tests are Michigan and the college football playoffs. Fail the test, you fail the class. And that's what I think that sums it up beautifully.
Well,
I
mean, it's a big test.
Quizzes.
Yeah, he's great on the quizzes. But when it comes time for the tests, that's where you gotta make it happen.
Who would say that a test at the end of your semester that handles 25 or 30% of your grade is not important? Who is going to fail that?
Absolutely right.
And then come in on Monday, whether it's to mom and dad who are paying your tuition or just to yourself.
Still had a good year.
When you're looking into the mirror.
Just lost one. Yeah. Just had one bad test. Well,
I don't understand. I don't understand that thinking.
It was the final exam.
Yeah. It's not life and death. I get that. But there's an ocean in between. It's not important. Or we could just brush right past it and move on.
We'd pay a guy $10 million to do the job. Of course it's important.
Yes. And just a lot of different areas in life where it's not life and death, but it's very, very important, and it's a big deal, and there would be ramifications and consequences if you come up short continually.
Buckeye Show coming up next. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, I know it's been a rough day for all of us. I thought I'd bring up something that we can all agree on that brightens our mood, and that is Margot Robbie.
Yes, she brightens my mood.
She does.
As Harley Quinn.
Well, that's right. She was also, of course, a little film that came out this past year called Barbie.
Barbie.
Might have heard of it. Anyway, it did pretty well. Margot Robbie, though, dashing hopes that there would be a sequel to Barbie. And I actually like this. This is, I think, very good. If you enjoyed the Barbie movie or not, either way, I think more movies should adopt this approach. She said, quote, "I think we put everything into this one. We didn't build it to be a trilogy or something." That's right. You can just, and I know this is crazy talk in 2023 in Hollywood, you can make a film and then that can be the end of the thing and everyone can just go on with their day and do another project and make another thing. So she said, her and the director, the screenwriter, Greta Gerwig, both said, yeah, we don't want to do another thing after this. This is it. This is the one we're doing, and we're not doing a Barbie sequel. Doesn't have to be a sequel or a prequel or a remake. We can just make a thing. Now, that is a movie that's based off another thing already, kind of like a lot of these comic book movies, but hey, at least it's not going to become a 7-part series you have to know all the story on, so good for them.
I, for one, don't need any more sequels to what we saw on Saturday.
Well,
Ryan Day poops himself, part 4, I'm not interested in that. Well,
Are you in a feeling now where we get to this next year and we're all just going to be predicting Buckeye victories again?
I have no feeling.
Oh, I'm not.
I didn't think
there was any way he would lose this game.
Yeah.
I have no feeling now. But hey, the good news is tomorrow, if we're all still employed, we're going to have a fun show tomorrow. I promise.
We'll all be employed.
I'm just saying, we're going to have a fun show tomorrow. Lots of pee-pees and wee-wees.
I'll barricade myself to the studio door for you.
Are those different? Pee-pees and wee-wees?
Pee-pees and wee-wees?
I thought they were this. Okay. You have to educate me later. I'm not sure how things work.
It's just a lot of them, that's all.
I see, I got you.
Lots
of varieties.
A whole lot of them.
I'm going to have one coming right out of my forehead. You decide whether it's a pee-pee or a wee-wee.
Okay,
we'll see
sounds
tomorrow.
Good.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving slow northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And be aware of an accident on the right berm of eastbound 70 on the east side before US 33, causing some stop-and-go traffic from Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week, Bob Chatterson. Laborers Local 809 Steubenville. Bob is a proud 49-year retiree. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Well, Ohio State needs a miracle to get back into the playoff discussion this year. Most likely needs Georgia to beat Alabama, Louisville to beat Florida State, and Oklahoma State to beat Texas. What are the odds? Well, parlay Georgia, Louisville, and Oklahoma State all on the money line this weekend, and the odds are a little more than 17-1. So you're telling me there's a chance? Not much. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells in hockey. The Blue Jackets are back on the ice again tonight following their 3-2 loss at Carolina last night. Tonight, the Jackets host the Bruins at Nationwide. Faceoff is at 7. Our coverage will start here on The Fan at 6:30. Week 12 of the NFL wraps up with Monday Night Football tonight in Minnesota. The Vikings host the Bears. Kickoff is at 8:15. Our coverage will start over on 1460 ESPN at 7:30. Also in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers today fired head coach Frank Reich. Just 11 games into his tenure with Carolina, Reich went 1-10 this season. Updated college basketball top 25 rankings. The Ohio State men now sit with the fourth most among others receiving votes teams. Next up, they'll host Central Michigan on Wednesday night. As for the Ohio State women, they drop down one spot to number 16. They're at number 20, Tennessee, on Sunday afternoon. This one's brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Of yours?
Yes.
What?
I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its leaper, she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar, We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth, and the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not. It is fitting
that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.